Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. In this morning's Iran war update, Secretary of War Hegseth says Iran has a choice. It can choose a prosperous future or the road to ruin. And he has a warning for Iran's leaders.
To the KH leadership and IRGC leadership, we're watching you. Our capabilities are not the same, our military and yours. Remember, this is not a fair fight. And we know what military assets you are moving and where you are moving them to.
Hegseth says President Trump is committed to maintaining the successful blockade of Iranian ports for as long as it takes. A Pakistani delegation meets in Tehran, hoping for more U.S.-Iran talks before the two-week ceasefire ends.
Pakistan's army chief is meeting with Iranian officials for talks in Tehran. It's the latest diplomatic move to ease tensions in the region and arrange a second round of negotiations between the United States and Iran.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Parts of the central U.S. Great Lakes region cleaning up after several days of severe weather.
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has been watching levees around the city of Portage, where rainfall swelled waters to nearly 19 feet on Wednesday. This woman lives near the river.
We just don't need no more rain.
Record rainfall in the state flooded streets and trapped drivers. In Madison, two trees fell onto Jeremy DeFall's home.
I was a little bit frightened. And when I look outside, it was worse than I ever seen.
In Michigan, powerful storms overnight damaged two ice arenas and flooded streets. Some public school buildings sustained structural damage in Ann Arbor. All audio courtesy of WKOW. I'm Donna Warder.
And ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell, the Dow futures are up 126 points. NASDAQ futures 46 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
It's been a tough Saturday on the lake. I ordered swim trunks in this orange cream color, but it's actually more orange auburn. Oh, and it's swimwear. I probably can't even return these.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive, so you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that officers detained at least one person following a police pursuit that ended in South Baltimore on Wednesday. The pursuit ended in the 1600 block of South Monroe Street. That's where roughly a dozen patrol cars parked around a damaged white truck. The truck had crashed into the back of a patrol vehicle. It appeared to have several bullet holes in the driver's side door. And Maryland lawmakers are moving to crack down on chronic speeders with a new pilot program that would require some high-risk drivers to use technology designed to prevent them from exceeding posted speed limits. The Stop Super Speeders legislation passed this session as House Bill 107 and Senate Bill 366 and is now awaiting Governor Moore's signature. If signed, the law would require targeted motorists to install intelligent speed assistance or ISA technology. The system uses GPS and onboard sensors to keep a vehicle from going over the speed limit. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Your next party or event, we've got you covered. Our private party rooms comes fully equipped with a sound system and big screen TVs, perfect for celebrations, meetings, or presentations. Plus, enjoy our outdoor space with a fire pit, live music stage, and even a kids' playground. Hosting at home, no problem. Sol Oaxaca offers full catering and easy carryout options. Just search Sol Oaxaca Bel Air, SOLOAXACA, for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air, and let's make your next event unforgettable. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. An extra inning long ball does in the O's.
Till Castillo cranks one. Way back! Way back and gone! Adrian Del Castillo gives the Diamondbacks a 7-5 lead.
Steve Berthume had the call on DBacks.tv. The two-run shot off Tyler Wells in the 10th was the difference, as the Diamondbacks come back and take 2 of 3 from the Birds, 8-5 the final yesterday. After the game, Wells says, lay it on me.
It's 100% my fault. Like, there's no running away from it. You know, I asked for it. I asked for the fire. I asked for the leverage situations. I asked for moments like that, and there's no running away from it.
The 31-year-old right-hander has now allowed at least one run in 5 of his 8 appearances this year. The loss drops the Birds to 9-9 on the season, and Baltimore heads to Cleveland now for a 4-game set with the Guardians. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, the annual Ravens pre-draft luncheon, GM Eric DaCosta addressing the position the Ravens are in at number 14.
I feel like it's a sweet spot for us. We have a chance to address some positions early on, but also I'm excited about, you know, what we see in the third, fourth, and fifth rounds as well.
Last time Baltimore picked 14th was in 2022, selecting Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame. Coming up in 30 minutes, move over Lamar. There's another Jackson in town. And that is Stein on Sports.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
WCBM News Time 9:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very hot day ahead of us with highs in the low 90s, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, increasing clouds along with a few showers late as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 in Westminster, 72 in Easton, and 73 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Yes, happy Thursday to you. You know, hopefully you guys made the tax deadline yesterday. Brian, the producer, you made the deadline? Yeah. And you know what? You strike me as somebody that probably, you probably do yours before the 15th. Do you? Oh, your wife does it. Okay, great. So I know it's done. That's awesome. All right. Well, hopefully everybody else did. I will say, again, a mess on the roads this morning. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. I don't know if you guys are drinking and driving. I don't know. There's so many accidents, and it's been like this all week. And here we've got warmer weather. We don't have any rain, you know, nothing on the road. And yet there's, you know, pileups everywhere. So please be careful. Please be careful. I mean, this is insane at this point. I got to work like right in the nick of time. And I hate that because then I feel rushed. All right. We got lots to talk about today, just so you know. The blockade is actually working. And there's a lot of people weighing in online. Of course, many Democrats and anti-Trumpers are very upset about this. Why would they be upset, you wonder, if they're Americans and they want to see oil prices come down and they want to, you know, finally not see Iran with nuclear capabilities? You would think that that's where, you know, that's where they would cheer. But they actually sit on the other side of that. They're cheering for Trump and this administration to fail. And so this morning they woke up and realized that the blockade is working and the market looks good. And so now they're all a little bitter, a little upset. Now, look, everything changes each day. Okay? Well, I mean, this is a very fluid situation. Today happens to be a good day for the Trump administration. We're going to get into that. Also, we're going to talk about data centers in Harford County. There was a county council meeting. Many people got up to weigh in, and I got a little story time for you guys. I do. I got a little story time. I got to have story times more often. You know, I've got so many experiences in life. I just want to share them with you. Not that you care about all of them, but I do. I want to share them with you. At 11 o'clock hour, I want to talk to you about not just the data centers that they're proposing there in Harford County, but it goes alongside that because I'm watching the video and I'm looking at, you know, some of the points that are being made by the individuals that are, you know, proposing the data centers in Harford County that are supporting the data centers. And I'm watching this video and I'm looking and I'm like, why does the guy sitting there look so familiar? He looks so familiar. And then it struck me. I know him, and I know him, I would say, fairly well enough. And I met him way back when I was not in politics, just running my nonprofit. And he was part of the Greater Baltimore Economic Alliance Group. Now he works with Governor Wes Ward in his office. So we're going to talk about Tom Sadowski. And we're going to talk about what Harford County is currently facing with the data center. So if you want to weigh in on that, Harford County, that'll be in the 11 o'clock hour. Also, don't forget, Tory Snow is going to join us at 10 a.m. He's got his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. He always does a great job. I do want to ask him about Artemis II. I want to see if he was watching. He most likely was watching that live. You know what? I don't even need to ask, I guess, because I know he was. I know he was. He's a fanatic. But we'll talk to Tory at 10 o'clock. Also, the Baltimore City school officer slash coach at Dunbar. He has been sentenced. Don't forget, he's the coach slash officer that decided to lie about how much overtime he was actually working. And it all caught up to him. And apparently, you know, when all this was going down, if you're not in the Baltimore region, apparently he's a really good coach at Dunbar. So there were a lot of people that were like, you know what, even if he took overtime, it's worth it. You know, there were people like, no, please, please. Anyways, we're going to get into that. I want to let you know what his sentence is because it's interesting. We see a lot of juveniles. We see a lot of people carjacking people at gunpoint. We see a lot of people engaged in some really heinous, violent crimes. Yet they'll receive less sentence than this guy. And I think that's very interesting, but also it lends back to the conversation about the judges that we have here in the state of Maryland. So we'll talk about that. Also, construction has been halted at the Washington County supposed on its way detention center, ICE facility, I should say. And, you know, it's basically another one of those rogue judges that decided to get involved. And so we'll talk about that as well. I mean, it's just temporarily, but, you know, all of these hoops, all of these obstacles, because they want to provide public safety, which we, the taxpayers, pay for already. So we'll talk about that. And then also, I do want to talk about Justice Sonia Sotomayor. And I want to talk about her because she's making an apology now to Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And it's interesting because what she said about Brett, She basically said that he's got all this privilege and he's this white male and he's got his white male privilege. And I'm going to take this back and I'm going to say the fact that she hasn't been canceled or called out for what she said really shows just how much privilege that justice has. So we'll get into that as well. First and foremost, let's get into the latest updates out of Iran. You had Scott Bessent, of course, you know, he made, you know what, I won't say of course, because he doesn't usually make an appearance at the White House briefings, right? He's the Secretary of Treasury, by the way. But, of course, he's also in this conversation in regards to Iran, because, you know, he's reacting to the markets, he's reacting to the oil prices. And so, of course, I'm sure everybody, all hands on deck at this time. Now, this is an update from yesterday. I do realize that Pete Hegseth had another presser this morning. So I just want to go ahead and let you know this is from yesterday, and then we'll get into the latest updates. Take a listen.
Earn measure, and the Iranians should know that this is going to be the financial equivalent of what we saw in the kinetic activities.
And that pressure is already adding up. According to the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, the blockade itself could cost Iran $435 million a day. That's from lost export revenue, mainly from oil, along with disrupted imports. That works out to roughly $13 billion a month. Joining me now is the man behind that analysis, Miad Maleki, who joins us now. Miad, thanks for being with us here today. So that kind of money, $435 million a day, tell me the impact on Iran.
Thanks for having me. So the impact, as a matter of fact, has started already. By closing the Strait of Hormuz, they have started putting that pressure on themselves. Listen, I think Iran's economy is the most vulnerable economy to a closure of the Strait of Hormuz, because they depend more than any other economies in the world on the flow of commerce from the Strait of Hormuz. 90% of the commerce goes through the Strait of Hormuz. And by closing the Strait of Hormuz, they started the damage to their own economy. Now with the blockade, what's going to happen is they can't get their oil out of the Strait of Hormuz. And what is going to cause within, looking at the numbers, I think they have probably around 13 to 15 days of storage that they can store the oil that extracting. After that, they're going to run out of storage capacity. They're going to have to drop their oil extraction, and that's going to cause permanent or long-term effect to their ability to go back to extracting oil.
So I assume that means they can't pay their forces, they can't restock their ammunition, they can't do all the things that they need to if that kind of economy is grinding to a halt. I would also assume that means at some point the life on the citizens who are already suffering massive inflation becomes harder.
All right, and that is Will Cain on Fox News. And as you heard there, a lot of this comes down to the money aspect, which, you know, I think many people expected with a blockade. Now, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Please call in if you like. So that, again, like I said, that was a clip from yesterday. So let's get into the latest updates this morning. Now, this is on Fox News' website, and this has been updated since this morning at 6:51 a.m. It says U.S. military maintaining blockade on Iranian ports as peace talks are set to begin. So they always do this little sidebar. It says, okay, so what to know? That's usually what I look at, right? It's like the cliff notes. It says the U.S. military is continuing to enforce its blockade on Iran on Wednesday, turning back any vessel heading to or from Iranian ports. Now, the U.S. and Iran are expected to restart peace talks as soon as this week, with Iran's nuclear program taking center stage. And also, Donald Trump's administration is planning to host the peace talks between Israel and Lebanon in Washington. Okay, so that's a new update there as well. You know, whether or not, real quick, Israel and Lebanon planning to host peace talks. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know how that's going to fare. I don't know how that's going to work out, right? Because Lebanon, you know, basically they are housing Hezbollah, right? That's what Israel's upset about. But I want to believe that, you know, Lebanon's being paid to allow Hezbollah to do whatever the heck they want. I mean, that's what I'm led to believe. Now, like I said, they're supposed to have this conversation in Washington, and President Trump wants to be in the middle of it and get, you know, and get to the bottom of it. I would think if he actually is able to broker some kind of peace there, I mean, I know he was talking about the Nobel Peace Prize before, but if he could do that, I mean, the guy's definitely got to get one. He's definitely got to get, you know what? I think he should have one by now anyways, just from everything that he did in his first term, right? But anyways, beyond that, right now, the blockades are working. And you've got, like I said, China's been weighing in. 7 hours ago, this was posted. Chinese foreign minister says international community demands reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The foreign minister says that there was a unanimous demand from the international community to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The minister told Iran's I'm not going to pronounce this right, Argachi, in a phone call that Iran's sovereignty, security, and legitimate rights should be respected as a literal state of the Strait of Hormuz, but that freedom of navigation and safety through the strait was needed. And so now you've got the foreign minister there in China saying they're working to resume normal passage of the strait and that they need it opened. And he says they stress that this situation needs to reach a critical juncture immediately. And so that's the conversation this morning. Okay, this has everybody in a chokehold. And, you know, it's financial reasons, obviously. And remember, the blockade is there at the port. So you're not just talking about oil. You're talking about many products, many goods. And so, I can only imagine China's going to most likely push Iran to make a deal with obviously the U.S. Now, will that finally do it? And you know what? Maybe I'll ask you guys this question. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Maybe I'll ask you this question. If they come to the table and Iran makes this deal that they're no longer going to build with the uranium, they're not going to have, you know, nuclear capabilities, do you really believe them? Like, do you trust them? Do you trust their word on that? I mean, like, they'll give us this deal, but do you really believe them? I don't think I believe them or would believe them at all. I think it would have to be a situation where we would have to come in. I know some people were talking before, and we were talking to Chris Burnett out of CD6, right? He's got a lot of expertise in the Middle East, and also Bernie Flowers in CD3. I think it would come down to dropping bombs, as they, you know, some people were saying before, to really collapse some of those caves in which you have the uranium, to put a halt to it. But even though, it still is only temporarily, right? Because then I was told that they still at some point would be able to dig that out. Now, it would take some time, but they could still do it at some point in time. So I don't know. What do you do in this situation? How do you ensure that we don't end up in this situation again? And look, I am one to believe the next time we have a Democrat president, right, somebody like Obama or somebody like Joe Biden, I am one to believe that they'll put the Iran deal back in play. And they will send them pallets of cash. And I think that they will turn the other way when they decide to start building on their nuclear capabilities. I guess I look at this and I love the fact that President Trump is taking it on. I guess future-wise, I'm thinking, you know, how long will it last? How long will it last? It's kind of like the southern border situation in my eyes. You've got so many, you know, Democrats that really are just fine with an open border, right? You had Secretary Mayorkas under Joe Biden, who was just fine allowing even those on the terrorist watch list to come across the southern border, right? He was asked about it in a congressional hearing, and he's like, I don't know how many have come across. I don't know if they're on. What? So it's like you still have those bad actors, right? Those bad faith characters. And so even though the Trump administration is doing their job, the next time a Democrat is elected, I just feel as though there are so many different things that will be back in this position. And so this is why we really need Congress to act to make sure that they pass laws to ensure this doesn't happen again. All right. So we get back. Of course, there was a vote on the Senate floor yesterday in regards to this. So we'll read the details there. So don't go anywhere. Real quick, are you looking to upgrade your home? Then you've got to go visit my friends at Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You see, their showroom is massive, as I told you before, featuring over 70 top brands. Everything from basics to high-end tech like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, Mayor make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. They are open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills, so go ahead and check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast, and if you missed it, here is your chance. Join us for the second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione for a live fireside chat about the big issues in Washington and Annapolis. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited, so get your tickets right now at WCBM.com, and we'll see you at Michael's Cafe.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. I just want to say a little update here, personal update, some good news this morning. I spoke to our marketing manager here this morning, and he showed me that the podcast numbers have jumped significantly. So to all of you that have been sharing it, to those that are tuning in on the podcast platforms, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And I love that we're gaining some stream here, or steam, I should say. Don't forget, we're on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, you name it. Kim Klasick Live is the name of the show. You can stream us at WCBM.com. And of course, if you have the app, WCBM 680, it is free in the App Store. Just download that app and it's easy to listen to the show and then also take the poll question of the day. All right, before the break, I was telling you about the vote that the Senate had just last night. I'm reading this from NBC News, by the way. The Senate rejects Democratic effort to rein in Trump's Iran war powers. Some Republicans in Congress have expressed concerns that Trump's comments about Iran could hurt the GOP's midterm chances. I hate when they do that. I hate when they do that. Because for me, it's like, all right. And this is what I'm talking about. And don't forget, we've had this conversation where, you know, everything that every conversation in D.C. is about the election cycle. It's either the midterms or 2028. That's all it is. OK, every time. And so right now, you've got some Republicans. Yes, they might be in purple states. Yes, you've got some of these PACs that support some of these candidates in purple states. And they're talking about the war in Iran. But here's where I'm at with this. Where is the faith? Where is the faith? We are so far removed right now. I mean, most states haven't had their primaries, okay? We're so far removed right now. I want to believe that you can give President Trump a little bit of time to make this happen. Because if it is successful, if it's successful, the Republicans are looking amazing come midterms, right? So why not give him a little bit of time? You see, this is like, it's always a back and forth. All right, anyways, back to the Senate vote. And of course, and look, and I was endorsed in 2020 by Senator Rand Paul. I like Senator Rand Paul. I think he's usually the voice of reason. Obviously, he's a libertarian. So sometimes, you know, I definitely do agree with him. But right now, you've got Senator Rand Paul voting with Democrats and you've got Senator John Fetterman voting with Republicans. I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. All right, here we are. The House voted today to advance a measure that would reinstate temporary protections. Oh, that's for the Haitians living in the U.S. Sorry about that. NBC News has it all going up. The War of Powers vote. The Senate failed to pass a War of Powers resolution that would constrain President Trump's ability to launch future military action against Iran without congressional approval. So that's what it was all about. They want to be able to have a say. So, of course, you had every Democrat in Maryland. They all voted, they all voted basically to say that President Trump should not be able to do this. And it's funny because Angela Alsobrooks and Senator Chris Van Hollen, Angela Alsobrooks, she puts out a statement last night on her X feed. And she basically says, oh, well, you know, he shouldn't be able to do this, blase, blase, blase. And she's so frustrated. And I just thought about it. When you think about it, in the state of Maryland, many of these Democrats have never had any pushback. They've always been in the majority. And they've never had to really, truly fight for something. And now they're in this position. Angela Alsobrooks, right? She's a new rookie senator. Now she's in this position and she's like flabbergasted that she's not winning on some of these votes. Senator Angela Alsobrooks, welcome to the real world of politics. I know here in Maryland, when you were the PG County executive and so forth, I know here in Maryland, you've had it so easy. You've had it so easy, sweetheart. Welcome to reality, okay? It's like, look, this is where we are. And don't forget, President Trump won by an overwhelming margin. Kamala Harris didn't even come close. She couldn't even pull off a swing state. And so right now, you've got these Democrats in Maryland that are going against what the majority of the country wants to see happen. Now, do people think that we were going to war in Iran? No. I didn't see it. And I'm full-blown MAGA. That'll never change, by the way. But at the same time, we trust in President Trump, and we trust that things are going to get done, because when he did run, and he talked about the tariffs, and he talked about things that he's going to put in place to make our lives easier, much more affordable, I think in the long term, we're going to be in that position if this continues the way that it does. Again, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. The blockade, in case you missed it, it's working. It's actually working. Check on your Panikin friends. That's what we call them on X. The Panikins. Check on them today. If you want to weigh in again, you can. 410-WCBO-680. 410-922-6680. We'll talk about this just a bit more. I do want to give you the question of the day. Also, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, they're still on a run. They're still on a run. Kelly Loeffler, the Secretary of the Small Business Administration, she was in the house. I'll tell you about it.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Israel-Lebanon peace talks have advanced to the point where the leaders of the two countries plan to speak directly, the first time that's happened in several decades. Those talks expected today. The U.S. naval blockade that has sealed off Iran's economic lifeline, its ports, is as tight as a drum. Meanwhile, Secretary of War Hegseth, in his morning update, is urging Iran to choose the path of peace. If not, he says, the U.S. military remains locked and loaded, in his words, even during the current ceasefire. Russia's war on Ukraine continues to rage. Ukrainian officials say that overall at least 16 people were killed, more than 80 others injured in the latest round of Russian attacks. Wicked weather has pounded the nation's midsection for a third straight day. Powerful thunderstorms, destructive hail, even some tornadoes across several states. More details, SRNNews.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. So what's your advice for those thinking about selling this year?
Hey, Sean, great to see you. It's obvious that the market is moving quickly, so the best advice is don't take any chances with the average agent. If you want to sell your home for the most money, get it guaranteed in writing up front. Sellers who have been listening for a while know that I have upfront written guarantees for every situation, but may not know I serve the entire Baltimore metro area and surrounding counties, as well as lower PA. Let me show you how I sell 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent. So on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket. My upfront written guarantee is simple. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
Simple and straightforward. Call or text right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Is there room for another Jackson in town? Jackson, deep left field. That ball driven well. It's going to go. Jeremiah Jackson is absolutely unstoppable.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson says, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. His third home run of the series, but ultimately not enough, as the Birds take a loss in extra innings, 8-5 to the D-backs. Arizona taking the series 2-1. After the game, manager Albanez saying what's happened for Jackson isn't by accident.
This is a great example of a player putting in the work. Whatever's asked of him, he'll do. And you're just seeing that shine right now.
Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens mulling over their draft strategy, but of course offering only generalities to the press yesterday. GM Eric DaCosta addressing an obvious need.
The offensive line question, you know, I think it's a deep board. And you've got guys kind of throughout first round, second round, all the way through. Players that we think would be good value in the sixth and seventh rounds that hopefully could fall to us.
Penn State's Vega Ione and Utah's Spencer Fano have DaCosta's attention. And finally, baseball isn't coming easily, unfortunately, for the Coppin State Eagles these days. A program that Paul Blair had resurrected before he passed. The Eagles were trounced by Lehigh Tuesday night, 38-6. That's a baseball score. The Mountain Hawks setting an NCAA Division I record, scoring 20 runs in the first inning, 13 of which scored consecutively on bases-loaded walks, hit-by-pitches, or wild pitches. Coming up in 30 minutes, the pride of Severna Park does it again. And that is Skyline Sports.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herr, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herr, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot summery day coming up with highs headed for the low 90s with a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight turning mostly cloudy with a few showers possible overnight and temperatures in the mild upper 60s. We'll start Friday off actually with a few scattered showers, otherwise not quite as hot with temperatures settling back into the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBN.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted three counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8 month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. If you're jumping into the show from the live, thank you so much for doing so. And again, if you're on one of those podcast platforms, thank you so much. I was surprised to see such a big jump. And, you know, I know I've been begging you to get me on the top 100 list. I've got no shame. No shame, this girl. I've been begging you to help me get to the top 100 show list. And, of course, you know, I want to be there with all the great hosts here at WCBM. So thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said before, I know you've got options. So from the fact that you're here listening to Kim Klasick Live, it really does mean a lot to me. And then also when I see you guys out and about and you tell me, oh, yeah, I listen to you all the time. Or you know what? It means a lot to me because here I'm sitting here in a studio and I'm looking through this window. All I get to see is Brian, the producer. Okay. I don't know if you're listening. I don't know. Are you out there? I don't know. So, you know, it's nice to meet many of you as well. Don't forget, I will not be here tomorrow. Just a little note here. Jen Charlton, she'll be here filling in for me this evening. I'm going up to Ludlow, Massachusetts. Have you ever been there, Brian, the producer? Okay, well, my mom, you know, my mom's always on top of this stuff. She likes to know exactly where I am at all times, as if I'm not 44 years old, right? She likes to know exactly where I am. Well, anyway, she said, okay, so I looked at it. It's near Springfield, Mass. I know exactly where you'll be. She said, it's about 30 minutes from the airport. You'll arrive at Bradley. It looks like they're in Connecticut. So, good morning, Mom. How are you? And yes, thank you for mapping my entire trip out for me. I love you. But yeah, so I will be up there supporting Ann Brensley. She's running for lieutenant governor. She's the only Republican running for lieutenant governor there. And apparently, you know, some people do have a little bit of fatigue. In Massachusetts, there's a lot of support for illegal immigrants. They get a ton of taxpayer dollars, whether it's the SNAP benefits, whether it's for housing. They also have, you know, some of those progressives, as they like to call themselves, that help them with legal counsel. I mean, there's some instances where it actually looks like they almost helped them hide from ICE. Like here, we're dealing with the situation with the Community Trust Act, right? Which I think is still going to make us a sanctuary state. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But, you know, there in Massachusetts, it almost looks like not only do they not work with ICE and federal law enforcement, it looks like they're even allowing them to hide, right? So it's like the policies in place in Massachusetts, I mean, it's just as bad as California. Speaking of which, I'm going to get into these text messages here in just a second. I know many people were weighing in on the blockade and the current situation in Iran. But did you guys see that report? Gosh, what was I watching last night? I think, you know what? It was Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters. I was watching Jesse Waters last night. And a reporter caught up with an illegal immigrant that had successfully transitioned themselves. And the taxpayers in California, this law has passed. Taxpayers in California now pay for that, quote unquote, gender reaffirming care for illegal immigrants. So this faux woman. She's walking down the street. And the reporter says, you know, what did you have done, if I can ask, da, 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 da. And the immigrant, English, not so good, by the way. I was thinking, the first thing you might want to do is take a couple classes, you know. But no, you go right for the transitioning. But the immigrant said that she had her breast done, a breast augmentation, and she had the full-on transition on the lower extremities. Now, how much could that possibly have cost? I would think a lot of money. A lot of money. And the taxpayers in California, they're paying for it. So anyways, I say all that to say, Massachusetts is very close to the policies they have in California. And so I would feel like I'm not doing my part if I don't go up there and support some of these Republican candidates that are really trying hard to get some normalcy back into a blue state. Because I know what it's like. I know how it feels. All right. So we were talking about, obviously, the Senate vote last night. We were talking about the blockade in Iran. And I just wanted to read some of your text messages here. Texter says, seeing that AWOL Angie has a habit of not paying her taxes, I wonder if she paid yesterday. Yeah, Angela also, Brooks. Yeah, she doesn't love paying her taxes either. Let's see. Marty says, Senator Rand Paul, like his father, they are historically anti-Israel. You know what? I didn't know that, but I guess, you know, I will say this. I guess I never really paid attention to all of those that are just so upset with Israel and blame Israel for a lot of the problems here in the U.S. I never crossed my mind. But now that I'm like in the thick of this, and ever since the attack on October 7th, it's like you see all of these people making all of these comments, and you're just like, wait a minute. I had no idea. You hate the Jewish community? You hate Israel? Why? Like, for what? And then when you see people and they start explaining it, do you ever see some of the people that post videos and say, well, they own everything. They control the media. They control this. They control that. They're all, you know, they're rich and they keep it within their community. And so they use each other when it's, you know, legal counsel or what have you. And I was thinking to myself, like, so wait a minute. So you're upset that they're successful? And you're upset that they continue to build strongly within their community? Is that what you're upset about? Now, some people give different reasons for sure. But I always, you know, I read some of those statements and I'm thinking, wow, you just sound like a very jealous person. Step your game up. You know, that's what it sounds like. This is America, for crying out loud. All right, let's get into some of these text messages. Oh, you know what? Real quick, let me give you the question of the day. As I pull these up, it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. And then also, if you have the app, just click on the poll tab and it should just drop down. Now, we haven't talked about this yet because it's in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about the data centers. There was a meeting there with county council there in Harford County, and they were talking about the data centers. They were being proposed to, and they were, you know, of course, you know, Tom Sadowski, like I said, I know him. And those with this, it's like Maryland Economic Relations Group, they were trying to convince the Harford County Council that data centers is a great idea. Now, you had some people on the county council that are opposed to it. But even so, those that testified yesterday, I didn't see one person that supported it. And so I wanted to ask you about this because some people do not feel as though it's a big deal, especially as Sean Casey mentioned, especially if those data centers are, you know, providing their own grid. Okay, so that's the question of the day. Do you support data centers in Maryland? Now, they're also having this conversation in Prince George's County, in case you missed that one. So do you support data centers in Maryland? Yes or no? I'll wait until towards the end of the show here today to give you my response on it. But I do want to hear what you have to say. So cast your vote. Again, question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very interesting conversation. Furthermore, I was talking to some family yesterday because, of course, with the data centers conversation, I remember we were talking about Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant, the basketball player, and his LLC, his company, TPA. And Darren Muhammad, I think I told you guys this before, you know, he sent me some links and he's like, look, did you look at TPA, what they do? Well, TPA has pushed for data centers in the state of Georgia. And that is the company that Kevin Durant, he works with. Well, if you recall, Kevin Durant, it was announced, I guess, 2 weeks ago, he purchased Six Flags. right? So Six Flags is closing. Nobody wants to go. It got really ghetto. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. I can't sugarcoat it. I'm not Willy Wonka. Six Flags used to be a great... When I first started going to Six Flags, when I was in school, obviously with my parents, you know, it was great. It was awesome. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't. And my dad was like, yeah, so this is the last time we're coming to Six Flags. But it got ratchet. And I don't know what happened. I don't want to blame the bus line they put in, so I'll just leave that, you know, where it is. But, man, it really went downhill. Well, anyways, it was so bad that people stopped going altogether, and so then it closed. But that TPA group and Kevin Durant, they purchased that property. And so they were talking, I guess, a little bit about an entertainment center there. But if you really look into TPA and you really look into the property and the acres that they have already previously purchased in other states, it looks to me that they might want it for an area to put a data center. Okay? So anyways, take a look at it if you can. That's Kevin Durant and the company is TPA. And you'll see. And, you know, Wes Moore is fully on board with the data centers. That's why he's being heckled by, like, the climate change environmentalist. They're really upset about it. Really upset. All right, let me get into your text messages here. John says, Kim, Senator Rand Paul is a quack doctor. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. You're not the only one that feels that way. I see it all the time. Let's see. RL says, I wouldn't believe Iran if they agree to a deal, but you have them on record. Yeah, RL, I guess it's hard for me to trust, you know, anybody there that is making decisions. I mean, this is a group of people that allowed, you know, a regime to take place or take charge that has done so much across the world, whether it's terrorism. I mean, these are criminals, basically. And so it's like we're trying to negotiate with these criminals. And it's hard to trust a criminal. Ron in Baltimore, let's see, Ron, okay, Ron said this earlier, so we'll leave that there. This is a totally different topic. All right, so we will get into the next topic, and it's really this one. I just kind of wanted to share this with you in case you missed it. The administrator of Small Business Administration visited Jimmy's Famous Seafood on tax day. Now, Kelly Loeffler, she was there previously. I don't know if you guys saw the photos of the picture there. But she toured Jimmy's Famous Seafood again with the co-owner, Tony Menadakis, during a tax day event on Wednesday. Now, she was with Tony. John, where were you? Why wasn't John there? They're usually both there. And that's why a lot of people like Jimmy's Famous Seafood, by the way. The food is amazing. But it's family owned and operated. And so, you know, they don't have all these different chains, even though I think that they could franchise. They don't, because they want to make sure that the quality is what it is. Okay? Because they could. They can franchise Jimmy's Famous Seafood, but they don't do it. Anyways, I think that says a lot about them. Kelly Loeffler, the administrator of the Small Business Administration, promoted President Donald Trump's working families tax cuts, including no tax on tips or overtime. Now, I guess Tony Menadakis said this. He says, everybody knows hospitality is built on tips. It's not a secret. Everybody knows it. So it's really a breath of fresh air for us as the owners and even for the staff. Now, Tony also discussed the importance of tax cuts for attracting and retaining employees in the hospitality industry. Now, I know Channel 11 has a story there if you want to check it out. But I think that's awesome. And I wonder because, you know, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, you know, for me, they don't usually get involved in, like, the political discussion, right? They keep their personal politics out of it. And so it's interesting because now you've got Kelly Loeffler that's there for a second time. Now, I'm one to believe Kelly, number one, they're right down the street from D.C. But number two, the food really is good. I mean, if you want... If you want good food, you go to Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Anyway, so I wanted to believe that Kelly also loves the food and loved bringing everybody up there from SBA. And I was watching some of the video, and I'm watching, and I saw Doug and Brian Chisholm made it over there. Asia, she used to work with Doug and Brian Chisholm, and now she's down there at the SBA. Crystal Jenkins, I saw that she was there. I know that, you know what, Ed Hale Seeger has been posting Crystal a lot. Anyways, lots of familiar faces there enjoying food at Jimmy's Seafood. But I'm happy that they're really highlighting this. And, you know, it makes you wonder because I know that they have they're friends with people that absolutely hate President Trump. They hate President Trump. They hate the administration. So I can only imagine what some of the conversations have been behind the scenes. Now, does this mean that they're full-on Trump supporters? No, it doesn't mean that. But you know that's how people are going to take it here in Baltimore. So we'll see what happens. I hope, you know what, I'm hoping there won't be any protesters or anybody doing anything stupid. That's what I'm hoping. I think that, you know, people should just, you know, be happy about the tax cuts and no tax on tips. No tax on tips. Which I will say, you know what, now that I think about it, if you're thinking about the hospitality industry, I would think that there are many Democrats that work in that industry, right? Servers, bartenders. Many of them are very liberal, like the AOCs of the world. So I think that I would think that they would appreciate that. Now, whether or not they will, you know, or they'll just continue with their Trump derangement syndrome, that will be remain to be seen. All right. So don't forget, we also have Tory Snow coming up at the top of the hour. And I can't wait to get to his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. If you want to pull it up, go ahead and do so, because he'll be with us soon. And then we have to talk a little bit about what's going on with this Baltimore City coach slash former school resource officer. And I just want to kind of just run through this real quick, because I said earlier it was very shocking the amount of time that he's receiving. Not that he doesn't deserve it. Okay, let me be very clear. Not that he doesn't deserve it. But if you want to check it out, Fox 45 has the report. This is by Chris Papps. It says, Wednesday at the federal courthouse in downtown Baltimore, former Baltimore City Schools police officer Lawrence Smith was sentenced to, get this, 1 year and a day in jail. He's going to be there for a year and a day. Now, will he serve all of that? I don't know. Smith, last October, pleaded to wire fraud and tax evasion. He admitted to stealing $215,000 in overtime as a school resource officer. Now, in addition to the prison sentence, Smith will have more than $215,000 in restitution to pay to Baltimore City and $61,000 in restitution to pay for the IRS. Now, just think about that for a second, okay? Like I said, I don't think he doesn't deserve it. I think he does deserve it. But at the same time, can we talk a little bit about the fact that the juveniles in the state could rob a little old grandmother at gunpoint and take her car and not get any jail time? like I said, I don't doubt that he deserves it. But really? Really? So if this coach, you know, I guess you can just put it out there. If this coach or the school resource officer, if he was a bit younger, I guess he probably most likely wouldn't face any of this. See, this is why the whole Juvenile Justice Reform Act and everything else that's surrounding juveniles, now that charging bill that just passed, this is how you know it's just so stupid. It's so stupid. So this guy with tax evasion and collecting overtime, and because it has to do with money, right, because he's a school resource officer, so that came out of the pocket of Baltimore City. They want their money back, and they also want to penalize him because how dare you take the government's money? But you can rob someone's little old grandmother at gunpoint and walk away with a slap on the wrist. I don't know what they'll have to do here to get their priorities straight, but they got to do something. All right, when we get back, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The best estimates we have from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, they estimate the blockade is expected to wipe out $435 million in Iranian economic activity a day and force oil field shut-ins within 2 weeks. And if you look at economic modeling, that the war's current economic damage to Iran already exceeds, you know, 40% of its pre-war GDP. This relies on an International Monetary Fund estimate of 6.1% Iranian economic contraction in 2026. But without oil, without exports, without surplus production, that means that Iran's oil storage capacity in about 13 days will be wiped out.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
The Sean Hannity Show on WCBM.
I hope you'll join the hundreds of thousands of people who choose confidence over uncertainty. Now more families are turning to Byrna, the world leader in the less lethal personal defense category, because being prepared That changes everything. All hand-assembled in beautiful Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now, their compact launcher is small enough to conceal carry, but powerful enough to help stop any threat from up to 60 feet away. It fires kinetic tear gas pepper rounds that can disable an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Now, that gives you distance, time, and the ability to take control of a dangerous situation without resorting to lethal force. You don't need a background check, you don't need a permit, and it's legal in all 50 states, and they'll ship it right to your door. It's trusted by hundreds of law enforcement and government agencies and families across the country. Now, Burner gives you more than protection. It gives you confidence, control, and the power to stand ready when it matters most. Just go to BYRNA.com and find the right launcher for you and your family. That's BYRNA.com.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Again, we just learned there are certain types of criminals that get away with crimes, and certain ones do not. If you steal money from the government, you're going to jail for a significant amount of time, and you're paying the money back. If you rob somebody at gunpoint, who cares? Right? That's what's going on here in Baltimore City. Of course, if you're just joining us and you weren't with us before the break, first of all, shame on you. But secondly, we're talking about the Baltimore City school officer slash coach at Dunbar, Lauren Smith, who did confess it eventually to stealing $215,000 in overtime from the city. And then again, he was trying to evade the IRS. So he owes the IRS about $61,000 as well. And that's the thing. Look, you see, here he was stealing overtime. All he had to do was really go rob a bank, right, Brian the producer? He could have robbed somebody. He could have robbed a couple people at gunpoint and just made the $215,000 then. There. He wouldn't even... then he would have been in the clear, right? That's how backwards this city is. That's how backwards. Just let all that sink in. All right, real quick, I wanted to just mention this to you because I saw it this morning. And I thought, you know what? The world is healing. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. So the Breakfast Club, you know, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne the God, DJ Envy. The Breakfast Club, you had Governor Wes Moore. He went on the show, and they usually have a lot of politicians on there. Well, wouldn't you know it? They actually had on Congresswoman Ilhan Omar yesterday. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, here's a DNC pushing another ridiculous candidate on the Breakfast Club. But then I went to the comment section of where she was answering some questions. And every one of the comments, they were saying how upset they were with the fact that the Breakfast Club even thought about hosting her. Just real quick, Davlin says, I don't understand this Breakfast Club. Why are you interviewing this official? She supposedly stole from the American people, and we still don't know whether or not she married her brother. That alone is a problem. Another comment says, if you were not born here, you shouldn't be allowed to be a politician. I said what I said. They're trying to bring their foreign policies over here. Look at New York. I'll leave it at that. That's Elroy. He's from New York himself, a black guy. Another comment says, ask her where the $19 billion went. Another comment, can you ask her how she became a multimillionaire overnight? I'm trying to get my game up. Every single comment. This guy says, she is for Somalians, not Americans. I've had enough. He said, I'm not going to even like this post. Again, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, she was on the Breakfast Club yesterday. And the black community, well, they're upset about it. They don't like her. And they know for a fact that she's been stealing. They were even talking about the Learing Center. So they know a little bit about Nick Shirley and his investigation. Like I said, the world is healing. All right, coming up next, Tory Snow. He's going to join us. His latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? It could be a regular mortgage or a home equity line of credit. At one time, that monthly payment was more manageable. Now it leaves you with less money to work with each month. A lot of homeowners refinanced years ago because it made their finances easier to manage. A reverse mortgage works in a similar way. It's a refinance that removes that monthly payment. The reason you refinanced before was to give yourself a financial reset. A reverse mortgage can help you do that again. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on with your finances. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If your mortgage payment is starting to control what you can and can't do each month, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you'll speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. The number again is 410-788-7070.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Locked and loaded. That's how Secretary of War Hegseth describes the state of the U.S. military during the current Iran ceasefire. Hegseth urges the Iranian leadership to choose the path of peace while it still can.
In the meantime, and for as long as it takes, we will maintain this blockade, successful blockade. But if Iran chooses poorly, then they will have a blockade and bombs dropping on infrastructure, power, and energy.
That U.S. naval blockade has sealed Iran's ports tight as a drum.
U.S. Central Command says no ships have made it past the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports since it was imposed, and 10 merchant vessels complied with direction from U.S. forces to turn around and re-enter Iranian waters. The blockade is intended to pressure Iran, which has exported millions of barrels of oil, mostly to Asia, since the war began February 28th.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Russia's war on Ukraine continues to rage. BBC's Sarah Rainsford is in the Ukrainian capital.
Here in Kyiv, the sirens jolted people awake at 2:30 a.m., and then came a series of loud explosions. There were strikes in the south and the east of Ukraine, too, on the cities of Odessa and Dnipro. In Kyiv, the mayor says a 12-year-old boy was killed and another child rescued from the rubble of their home. In all, Russia launched more than 700 drones and missiles at Ukraine, and Ukraine sent more than 200 in the other direction.
Ukrainian officials say at least 16 people were killed, more than 80 others injured in the latest series of Russian attacks. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 9 points, while the S&P is trading 1 point higher, the NASDAQ off 84 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is celebrating legislative wins for the city following the 2026 General Assembly session in Annapolis. The mayor says lawmakers passed measures that will support vacant reduction efforts. drive investment in downtown Baltimore, strengthen public safety, and crack down on traffic violations for vehicles with out-of-state tags. Mayor Scott is thanking Governor Moore and the city's delegation for fighting on behalf of Baltimore residents. And D.C. police lieutenant charged with the sexual solicitation of a minor and child pornography was ordered held without bail in Harford County on Wednesday. 47-year-old Matthew Mall was arrested by Harford County Sheriff deputies on Tuesday after he allegedly traveled to Maryland to meet a 15-year-old boy for sex. Investigators say the teen he communicated with was actually a sheriff's deputy. Mall faces a preliminary hearing in May. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's manager Craig Albernaz taking some heat this morning for a quirky daytime lineup yesterday against left-hander Eduardo Rodriguez. Starting Weston Wilson in left field, Johnny Rodriguez in right, and Sam Huff behind the plate.
Different than what we expected breaking the season, you know, but I think our guys, you know, it was good to see, obviously, Sam Huff thrown in there with Adley. Had a great swing on the double. J-Rod, I mean, the first ball that he hit just missed it, and it was still 100 miles an hour.
Wilson, however, as well as Rodriguez, misplayed balls in the field, which contributed to the D-backs' 8-5 win. Elsewhere in baseball, the pride of Severna Park does it again in San Diego.
Line to left, and it's a fair ball! Down the left field, line to the corner! A run from second base, Camposano! Laureano's coming around! Padres are walking off! Merrill Madness! Padres, we're down at one time, six runs! Not anymore!
The great Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Jackson Merrill caps a five-run ninth-inning comeback last night as the Padres nipped the Mariners 7-6 the final. The Severna Park native 7 for his last 12 over the past three games, leading San Diego to their seventh win in a row. Interesting question posed yesterday to Eric DaCosta at the Ravens pre-draft luncheon. If he was willing to part with two first-round picks in the deal for Max Crosby, how much value did he see in the 14th pick in the first place?
I don't think that's really indicative of the draft, that decision. I think it's a strong draft, many different ways to build a team. We're excited to have the pick this year at 14. We think we're going to get a really good player.
And finally, if you think NFL officiating was bad last year, wait till you see what's waiting for you in 2026. As the league begins to onboard replacement referees, the collective bargaining agreement with the NFL Referees Association expires on May 31st. Replacement officials would be available to work at OTAs and minicamps beginning on June 1. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tyler Wells says the Orioles' loss yesterday is all on him. And that is Stein on Sports.
Let's be honest. You are way too with it to be thinking about long-term care and care plans. But step one of aging well is admitting you're aging. You can't outsmart time, but you can plan for it. Wesley Secure Care is a membership program that keeps you in control, at home, and ready for whatever comes next. Because denial is a strategy, just not a great one. So set up your strategy today. Learn more at WesleySecureCare.org.
WCBM News Time, 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Another very hot day ahead of us with highs in the low 90s, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, increasing clouds along with a few showers late as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
75 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 69 in Pikesville, and 77 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. You've almost made it to the weekend. You got one more day. Try to be productive today. You know what? Forget about it. Forget about it. You don't have to be productive today. Just listen to Kim Plasic Live. And then after my show, make sure you listen to Rob Carson as well. And that's a lot of activity for you, you know? It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Just go ahead and take off. Hopefully you guys are having a great morning. If you're just joining us, we did talk about the blockade and how it's costing Iran and other countries a ton of money. And so right now it seems like it's working and we might be closer to a deal to end this war. We shall see. And we also talked about the Baltimore City School Resource Officer and coach from Dunbar. Now, you know what? That happened 3 years ago. That he pled guilty to overtime, $215,000 he collected. And then he had another charge for tax evasion. Well, anyways, he's going to spend a year and a day behind bars. Yet, you know, anybody robbing someone at gunpoint, whether they're robbing a little old lady of her car, you know, as long as they're under the age of 18, nothing will really happen. So that's why I said earlier, that coach, he didn't think this through. He should have just robbed somebody for the $215,000. His problem was he robbed the government. Can't do that. All right. We got a lot to talk about today. And, of course, as I am every Thursday, I'm very excited because we have our friend on the phone, Tory Snow. He's got his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun, and it's a good one. Good morning, Tory.
Good morning, Kimberly. One second while I finish booking my vacation to Cancun with my $12.50 of savings here. So my wife and I are trying to figure out, should we get like the suite or the oceanside view?
Yeah, with that $12.50 that they're saving us in Annapolis. You know what? I don't even know if that pays for the bottle of water that comes in the hotel room. Because
it might not.
It really might not. Just so you guys know, Troy Snow's latest op-ed here, it's entitled, Utility Relief is a Band-Aid on Bad Energy Policy. Everybody's talking about this right now, Tory, and rightfully so. They act as though they did a great job there in Annapolis. You saw the confetti, you saw the colorful hats and the balloons, and everybody's so excited. Yet we, the people, the taxpayers, we really lost out. If you could go ahead and just kind of walk us through your thoughts on the utility relief bill.
Yeah, no, this was infuriating to me. Not so much. Look, I get that doing policy can be difficult and sometimes you have to make incremental change. I got really triggered when the governor got up in front of cameras and went on national TV and everything and saying, we're making things more affordable for Marylanders. And their chief claim for that is basically cutting the Empower Maryland fee. So this isn't even like a real credit. Basically, they're letting us pay a little bit less on the credit card that Annapolis politicians ran up on us. And the more people look into the Empower Maryland Act, this is a scam. Like, legitimately, like, I can't think of any other way. This is a completely, I personally think it's unethical the way they did it. Back in 2007, they passed this law, and they basically said, hey, we need you guys to cut energy. They went to the utility companies, BG&E and the like, and they're like, get people to start using less electricity. You remember that, Kim. In fact, I was actually thinking about when we first bought our first home, these people came door to door. Did you ever have the people come by and they're like, hey, you want a free Nest thermostat? You want to change your light bulbs? I don't know if that ever happened for you.
Yeah, I usually answer the door, Tori, and I say, my husband's not here, even though he left 5 years ago. I just say my husband's not here because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it.
Well, we're new homeowners, and like the idea of a free cool thermostat and free LED bulbs. And look, I like the environment. Like, I want to save the environment. So they wanted to save energy. So these companies were basically giving this stuff away for free. What we didn't know at the time was that all of this was being tallied up. The state of Maryland was shelling out money to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. Actually, by the time we got to 2015, it was $1.4 billion. And the state of Maryland, the legislators in Annapolis said, don't worry. The ratepayers, right, the people that are paying these energy bills, they'll take care of you and make you whole. That's why your energy bills have been skyrocketing. And so basically we had all this debt at 8% interest, and then we had to pay it back. So Annapolis, they're celebrating the fact that, oh, well, we're just going to like reduce the money we're spending on this program, even though it never should have been started in the first place. And what makes it worse, and I'll shut up and let you finish here, but what makes it worse, Kimberly, is that they changed it so that now Empower Maryland isn't even about saving energy before. anymore, right? Before it was like, well, if you save energy, you're spending less, your electric bill is going to be lower. Now they're just like, nope, we're going to focus on dropping greenhouse gases, and we're going to focus on, you know, a beneficial, you know, electrification. You know, they're cranking out the electric vehicles. They want to ban gas-powered vehicles and all of this stuff. So now we're not even pretending to save energy anymore, and now it's just, well, let's have wind and solar drive everything. So I was fit to be tied, and you probably caught that in the op-ed. I was a little feisty in this one.
Yeah, again, we're speaking to Tory Snow. And if you want to look at his op-ed, it is a good one. In the Baltimore Sun, utility relief is a Band-Aid on bad energy policy. Tori, you might not know the answer to this, but I want to ask, how did they come up with the $150?
So it's average savings. So what they've done is basically Maryland, if you're a taxpaying Maryland and you have a BG&E bill or any sort of energy bill, you owe all of these utility companies like $800 billion, right, or $1 million, $800 million, because of this program they've been funding. And so what the General Assembly said is they said, look, we're going to stop spending so much money on this program. We're going to, I don't know if it's a cap, I'll have to go and look at the specific mechanics, but they're basically lowering the target so that these companies don't have to spend as much money, because after Governor Moore signed the Climate Solutions Now Act in 2022, that made it even more aggressive. And so the utilities are like, hey, we got to spend more money. So it jumped to like $350 million a year. There are projections that suggest that this past year, because they're changing over to climate change and, you know, greenhouse gases, they could be spending up to $400 to $500 million a year to do these programs, to do these things. And so what the General Assembly said is, no, don't spend as much money, only spend maybe $200 or $300 million. And that's how they're basically saying, okay, since they're spending less money, then the Empower Maryland fee is going to be a little bit lower. That's how they're coming to that number. So it's not going to be exactly $12.50. Depending on the energy you're using, it's just going to be a paltry reduction of the Empower Maryland fee that's on your bill. And you can go pull your energy bill right now and see it, how much it's costing you right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, I had to ask because I was thinking, you know, how did they come up with that? But I guess it depends on how much energy that means.
They're doing what they should have done in the first place and said, can we really afford this? And right now they're basically saying, yeah, we really can't afford to be spending all this money despite what we want to do. So they're responsibly, you know, in some way. So, again, I'm not mad that they're necessarily doing it. I'm mad that they're out there crowing like this is actually like life-changing money. You know, so this is your uncle palming you a $5 bill saying, hey, go get yourself something nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tori, I look at it, and in my view, there's also this supply and demand issue, right? We're not generating enough power as is.
Right.
We're taking a ton of it. We're importing 40%, a lot of that from Pennsylvania. And then when you have a conversation, Tori, with a Democrat about it, because I've had this conversation with Democrats that actually work in Annapolis, and they will tell you every single time it's because BGE is greedy. How did they come up with that answer?
BG&E is doing exactly what the General Assembly told them to do, right? I mean, look, if someone came to you and says, look, we want you to lend, we want you to spend this money on whatever this is, and don't worry, you're going to get paid back for everything. And not only are you going to get paid back, you're going to get paid back 8 to 10% interest. You have to do this. You've got to spend the money to do this thing. I mean, can you blame a company for saying, what, an 8% return loan? Sure, by all means. We'll absolutely put that out there and get our money back. It's business sense. And look, BG&E is not greedy. BG&E is doing exactly what Annapolis told them to do, which is what's so crazy about this. It's a mess. It's absolutely a mess, Kimberly.
It is a mess. And you know what, and Tori, I know we don't have a crystal ball, and I look at this situation and just thinking about, even if we get a Republican governor, we still have a Democrat supermajority. And, you know, just the thought of that, I just don't see this getting any better anytime soon.
Well, I mean, people are getting really angry. I mean, you look at the moment. I mean, I'm just saying, speaking anecdotally from, you know, our social media and, you know, the energy surrounding some of the situation on opening day at Camden Yards. Like, I do feel that people are starting to wake up, and with important voices like yours and mine and Euripides and others, like, I do feel like people are slowly starting to think, like, is this the direction that we want to go? So while this next cycle might be, you know, a little bit ugly for Republicans, I am optimistic that in the follow-up cycles, we'll see a lot more interest in alternatives, you know, from the Democrat supermajority. I think they just pushed too far And my suspicion is that in 2028 and especially 2030, we're going to see a significant shift.
I hope so. You're very optimistic. I don't know how bright the electorate is.
They may not be bright, but people, I will say, look, you can count on a couple of things to get people's attention. Their pocketbooks, right, and their safety. Those are things that you can reliably count on them to pay attention on those things. And so, yeah, is it going to be like a complete change? I don't know. But just even the restraint that we saw in a couple of areas already, I do get a sense that there might be at least some momentum in the different directions. Like, I'm not saying there's going to be a sweep for Republicans. I'm not even saying that there's going to be a Republican governor in 2030. That only happens if I run for governor. But I do feel like there will be a trend in a different direction, and we'll see maybe something down the road get a little bit better, especially when people start having to deal with these $3 and $4 billion deficits that are looming on the horizon.
Again,
and more scandals. I don't know if you saw, there's more scandals. The Baltimore Children's Youth Fund, there's more issues that are coming up with the state, you know, these monies that's going to this paint tax and it's going to an out-of-state nonprofit. There's just a ton of stuff that just can't be hidden anymore.
Yeah, again, we're speaking to Tory Snow. You can follow him online at Free Range Politics. By the way, Tory, also published in the Baltimore Sun, I saw this one, Maryland Empower whistleblowers allege millions in misspent utility funds. So I'm guessing you already read this through.
I am aware of it, yep. And I want to get a little more information before I get, you know, talk about it. Well, it'll probably be a topic on the podcast this weekend. But yeah, I definitely am keeping an eye on that one. That might be, yeah, I need to research that one a little bit more, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I
need to get more details.
It just dropped yesterday, late afternoon. Mm-hmm. But if you guys want to read it, listening to the show, it's in the Baltimore Sun. And apparently these whistleblowers were with Lockheed Martin, and they've got a lot of information. Well, Tory, I will try to remain optimistic just because you are, okay? I try to trust you. I do. Real quick, though, I wanted to ask you, because I actually watched the splashdown of Artemis 2 with Olivia Klasic.
Yeah.
Of course, did you get to watch it live?
I did. It was quite exciting. I mean, it's no SpaceX endeavor, but it was good, and I'm excited for the astronauts that made it back. I'm glad they made it back. I was actually pretty nervous because they really sent the ship up when it probably shouldn't have been sent up, but they were rushing, and I think there are reasons they're rushing. But I'm happy they're back. I'm happy they're safe, and I'm happy the mission was a success.
Yeah. Well, as we were watching it, you know, it was getting closer to Earth, we saw, like, flames. And Olivia, she's like, wait a minute. So, you know, because it was hard to see because it was in a black and white, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she thought it was like it was on fire. And I was like, no, that can't be. I couldn't really answer her.
It's the friction. It's the heat. It's the heat friction. Yeah.
Everybody
had the heat shields on them. And it's, you know, when things move really fast, they light up in the plasma. And it's actually a pretty cool thing when you think about it. A lot of good engineering to make sure everybody stays safe in it.
But
the heat shields are pretty amazing. Though they are asking some questions, like, it did a few things it wasn't supposed to do, but they're going to improve the design. The safety of the astronauts is most important, and I was kind of holding my breath, but I am glad they made it back safely.
Absolutely. Well, Tory Snow, if you can let people know where they can find you and how they can read your op-ed in the Baltimore Sun every week.
Sure. BaltimoreSun.com/Tory Snow. Get yourself a $1 subscription for 3 months. Apparently, it's now a right-wing propaganda rag, according to the governor. So, I mean, I don't know. Don't have to sell me on it, Mr. Governor. But you can get it there. But then you can also follow us on Free Range Politics. We're on YouTube. Just type in Free Range Politics, myself, Euripsy Morgan. Every week we put out fantastic content. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, you name it. We're doing the best that we can to hold folks accountable in the area. So be sure to follow us on those platforms.
Thank you, Tory, so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kimberly. Take care.
Thank you. If you guys want to weigh in on that conversation, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I do see text messages coming in as well, so we'll talk about it. Stay right there.
Hi, it's Sean Casey, and sitting here with Dr. Melissa Segev, Doctor of Audiology with Audiology Associates, When Silence Is Not Golden. Great to see you again, Doctor.
Likewise.
All right, so a lot of folks have earwax, and when is it time to get it removed? Do you use the tips?
No
tips ever, right?
Nothing smaller than your elbow. I get this question all the time, and I love when I see an ear full of earwax because it's going to be immediate gratification for your patients. And earwax is necessary, right? Too much is a problem. A little is normal, and you want to leave it. So when we use Q-tips, all it does is strip the ear of natural oils. Our ear consists of a certain pH level, so it doesn't get too dry. dry, and it has oil lubricants that help the wax start by the eardrum, and it migrates out, and that oil helps it slough out. And earwax falls out naturally when you're sleeping, bathing, walking around. I mean, you don't even know. It's just little pieces. But what happens with the Q-tip is now you shove it back in, and that's when we get impactions. A little is okay. Patients come in like, I did this to get rid of wax. No, leave it alone. If it's a problem, I'll take care of it. Because when you do strip your ear every day, your wax will actually, your ear will produce more wax to compensate because it needs to create that certain balance. You know, earwax is sticky because it catches bugs and dirt, so it doesn't get to the eardrum. It also has a certain smell to keep bugs away, and it helps the ear stay clean, right? It's protecting the eardrum from debris and environmental factors. So we only like to remove it when it's truly a problem. Other than that, just let it be. And if you are one of those people who do have chronic earwax, there are some over-the-counter supplements to use, like Debrox is one. It's a peroxide-based drops that helps just pull the wax away from the ear so it comes out better. But honestly, if you just come into an audiologist or your primary doctor, you know, we love removing wax. It's fun. If you really want, you can take it home with you.
But bugs? I don't know if I'll ever be the same after hearing that.
Yes.
Call, get your earwax removed, 410-944-3100, or schedule at aaiaudiology.com.
The Rob Carson Show. We have to drive the Democrat Party into the pits of hell. When November comes around, we have to regain massive amounts of both the House and the Senate, and then we need to start seeing arrests and convictions of people who have stolen from you and me, who have gone after the opposition, have censored our speech. 80 million of us are done with this nonsense, this destruction. We are not going to allow you to take our president from us.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Classic, still a really good song. You know who I'm following online now? Do you guys know Emily Ann Roberts? She just won her first, American Country Award 2 nights ago. But she really is awesome. Apparently, she was on The Voice when she was just 17 years old in high school. And she came in second place, and now she's here. It is 10 years later, and she's been plugging away for 10 years. And so she had a video that she posted. She said, "This is just proof. Do not give up. Fight, fight, fight. Make sure you give it all you got, and never give up on your dreams." And, you know, I follow her online, and I love her personality. She's very quirky, and some people compare her to Dolly Parton. That's the connection there. Okay. That's the connection. And kind of hearing Dolly there. But if you ever check her out, Emily Ann Roberts. And I think she's coming, because I was telling my friend, I was like, wait a minute. I think she's coming to town in August. I'm definitely going. I am so going. I really do. I love her. And then she's so sweet. If you ever get to see her videos, like she like just chats with everybody. She does like the Get Ready With Me videos. And then she's like, she's living like this double life. She calls it the Hannah Montana life because she has one page for her country music and all the stuff that she's doing touring around the world. And then the other page, she and her husband just purchased this home, and they're basically renovating it from scratch. And they've got all these videos up, and he does a lot of handiwork. And so she's always walking around in overalls, and she's got no makeup on, you know, paint on her face. And she's always in the farm, you know, on their farm, you know, with the crops and everything. And so she always says, you know, I've got the best of both worlds, right, in her wonderful life. I don't know, Emily Ann Roberts, I like her a lot. We were talking to Tori Snow there about the utility bill situation, the fact that Democrats in Annapolis, they believe that saving you $150 for the year, which is about $12 a month, they believe that's a great thing. That's great, even though, look, I don't know about you guys. Brian, the producer, did you turn your AC on yet? Yes. Was it yesterday or the day before? Yesterday. Same here. Same here. So the day before, it was like about 80 in the house. When I got home, but I thought, all right, I can do this. I can get through this. You know, my concern is always Olivia. Olivia cannot sleep if it's even slightly warm. I told you guys this before. She has two fans blasting in her room, even when it's cold outside, all right, in the winter. And so she got home, and she was like, oh, my gosh, girly pop. Can we please? And I told her that first day, I said, no, it's fine.
yesterday, got home yesterday, and I ran to D.C., and she had to get picked up. And by the time we got home, it was like close to 8 o'clock. It was so hot in the house. So hot. We go in the door. It said 88 degrees. And I said, all right, I guess I got to do it. I guess I got to do it. And she was a lot happier about it, by the way. The last thing you want is a 9-year-old that doesn't have any sleep. The last thing you want to do is encounter that monster at 6 a.m. That's not what you want. Brian, Olivia doesn't like the heat. Are you sure she's your kid? I know. She's like her dad. You know, her dad's Ukrainian, and he loves it cold. And we used to argue about it all the time because he would keep it on 68 in the house. And I would just look at him, and I'd just say, look, I'm black. Okay, all right? I am black. I can't do this. All right, you got some text messages here. Michael says, Kim, Lord Smith, again, this is the coach in Dunbar that was just sentenced yesterday. Michael says, also stole money from renting out Dunbar's facilities, like the football field and other facilities. So he had a little business going on over there, Lord Smith. Man, thank you, Michael, for that tidbit. You know what? But when you're looking from the outside in and you're looking at all the corruption in Baltimore City government, Baltimore City schools, I'm sure that coach was like, you know what? I'm just going to get in on it like everybody else. And you know, and I wonder, I bet he could blow the whistle on a lot more people in the Baltimore City public school system. I wonder if he'll decide to do it. I hope he does. I really hope he does. All right, coming up next, I am going to read your other text messages here. Again, if you want to weigh in with the utility bills, you can. I also wanted to tell you guys about two firefighters that were killed in 2023. A report finds that their deaths were, in fact, preventable. And then also, construction halted in Washington County. That ICE facility that everybody there wants? Well, a judge says, not so fast. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hoping to extend the soon-to-expire U.S.-Iran ceasefire, Pakistan's army chief, acting as a mediator, is in Tehran for meetings with high-ranking Iranian officials. Meetings come as the U.S. tightens the screws on Iran with a naval blockade on all Iranian ports. Russia hammered civilian targets in Ukraine overnight, launching hundreds of missiles and dozens of drones. At least 16 people were killed, scores more wounded. President Trump goes west today, highlighting his taxpayer-friendly policies. He'll be visiting Las Vegas, where his no-tax-on-tips policy has been a really big hit. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned negative. They're now in the red. The Dow is down 90 points. The Nasdaq off 52. The S&P trading 8 points lower. More details, SRNNews.com.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. An extra inning long ball does in the O's.
Del Castillo cranks one way back, way back and gone. Adrian Del Castillo gives the Diamondbacks a 7-5 lead.
Steve Berthume had the call on DBacks.tv. The two-run shot off Tyler Wells in the 10th was the difference as the Diamondbacks come back and take 2 of 3 from the Birds, 8-5 the final yesterday. After the game, Wells says, lay it on me.
It's 100% my fault. Like, there's no running away from it. You know, I asked for it. I asked for the fire. I asked for the leverage situations. I asked for moments like that, and there's no running away from it.
The 31-year-old right-hander has now allowed at least one run in 5 of his 8 appearances this year. The loss drops the Birds to 9-9 on the season, and Baltimore heads to Cleveland now for a 4-game set with the Guardians. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, the annual Ravens pre-draft luncheon, GM Eric DaCosta addressing the position the Ravens are in at number 14.
I feel like it's a sweet spot for us. We have a chance to address some positions early on, but also I'm excited about, you know, what we see in the third, fourth, and fifth rounds as well.
Last time Baltimore picked 14th was in 2022, selecting Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame. Coming up in 30 minutes, move over Lamar. There's another Jackson in town. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot summery day coming up with highs headed for the low 90s with a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight turning mostly cloudy with a few showers possible overnight and temperatures in the mild upper 60s. We'll start Friday off actually with a few scattered showers, otherwise not quite as hot with temperatures settling back into the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBN.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Whitstat. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
File with TurboTax Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get the biggest refund and help you do more. File today in the Credit Karma app.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, again, happy Thursday morning. And again, another note for you. Tomorrow I will not be here, so you won't see the live feed. Jen Charlton, she'll be filling in for me, and I hear she's really great. So I'll be able to listen in just a little bit as I'm boarding my flight back home tomorrow morning. But today I'm headed up to Massachusetts to speak at an event, a fundraiser for Ann Brensley, running for lieutenant governor up there. And, you know, blue states, we got to support one another, right? We do. We got to do it. All right. So I wanted to read your text messages we got back. So that's what I'm going to do. Let's see. John says, Kim, in Baltimore, if you're a career criminal that dies, you get a mural. Sincerely, Freddie Gray. Yes, John. Not only do you get off scot-free, you do. You get your face painted on a vacant, dilapidated, disgusting, possibly burned out Rome. The honor of it all. Let's see. Joe from B-More says, Morning, Kim. Trump is pretending he's Jesus, and Hegseth is quoting fake Pulp Fiction Bible verses while praying at the Pentagon. Iran is successfully using all this ammo to create satirical propaganda. It's working. Joe, just so you know, even experts on the left are saying the blockade is working. And if you were upset still about a meme, please listen into the show when we talk about what Democrats do here in the state of Maryland, because that will really upset you. That affects you every single day here in the state. And the fact that you're still, you know, just going and railing against President Trump. And this is why I said, Joe, this is why people, you know, they come at you the way that they do. It's like, you know, this Trump derangement syndrome, it just doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. And this is what I was saying in regards to Jimmy's Famous Seafood, right? Kelly Loeffler was there. The whole Small Business Administration, SBA's office was there. And now it's like, even though you don't know exactly where Jimmy stands, as far as Jimmy's Famous Seafood stands, as far as the political aisle, you know, there's going to be a lot of people, I'm sure, that are going to like, oh, wow, Kelly Loeffler was there again. They're talking to the Trump administration again. And just keep in mind, Torrey Smith, right, the former Baltimore Ravens, I know he's good friends with the Mitsotakis. All these people have Trump derangement syndrome, too. So what, are you going to not go to Jimmy's Famous Seafood and have, you know, some of their great crab cakes and everything else because of TDS? At some point in time, you gotta buckle up, all right? You got to put your big boy pants on and look at the big picture. All right, let's see. Jeff in Glen Arby says, Kim, this isn't an unforeseen tragedy in Virginia. Justin Fairfax was a lifelong piece of crap, but of course he was protected by a Democrat mouthpiece in the media and by politicians. He was unfit to serve. He won't be serving anymore. Justin, did we talk about that earlier? I got to go back and take a look. Let's see. Ralph says, Kim, I'd like to know how Bill Ferguson is president of the council, and he isn't that conflict of interest since he's leading a chair of a solar panel company. Yes, yeah, so Senator Bill Ferguson, president there of the Senate, he is. He's with the solar panel company. We talked about it on a show. That was a while ago. I would say more than 6 months ago. But yeah, he's definitely reaping some benefits, and that's what they do. That's why we were talking about the lawyers, the attorneys there in Annapolis. They're passing bills that help them, you know, in the courtroom when they're not a part of the 90-day session. Yeah, I would love to get rid of the supermajority in Annapolis and have some common sense and decency back and some type of integrity. But we'll see. We'll wait and see. Let's see. Steven says, if Jamie Raskin, he's so far left that he even overturned... if he ever turned right, Wile E. Coyote would bite him. However, this is what happens when you vote for people like Raskin. Yeah, I did see Jamie Raskin was back in the news. I did see that. You know, he's got Trump derangement syndrome really bad. Let's see. A couple other ones. I'm not really quite sure where these texts go as far as in which topic that we talked about. Craig in Harford County says, Kim, you know, the Hagerstown ICE facility will be overturned as the Biden-appointed judge had to use environmental reasons for the stopping of the building. Again, Craig. Yeah, Craig, we'll get into that in just a little bit, actually. There in Washington County, they are temporarily putting a halt on the ICE facility that they, you know, voted on and wanted to build there. And they are. They're citing environmental reasons. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Craig, thank you for reminding me. I also have a couple of people on the line here. I've got Steven in Cockeysville. Steven, you wanted to weigh in about what's going on in Baltimore County in the executive race?
Yes. Hi, Kim. I love your show. And I just want to say that I actually met you, or at least I got a fist bump from you at Maryland State Fairgrounds on the last voting.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, that was nice of you to do that. I'm very upset because I live in Cockeysville, and I know there's quite a few Republicans here, and yet I see no billboards for county executive for Republicans, and what the heck's going on?
Okay, and you know what? So I did look into this, Stephen, because I saw where Brian, the producer, queued you up there, and Kim Stansberry and Pat Dyer, they're both still in the race. Neither one has withdrawn, so I don't know what's going on.
It sounds to me like they should have a billboard out there. I mean, Julian Jones and Izzy, I can't even pronounce his last name, they got their billboards up there, you know, really visible that you can drive by. And I'm thinking, where's the Republicans?
Yeah. Well, let me reach out. I don't have a contact with Kim Stansberry, but with Pat Dyer. I'll reach out and see if they're going to get something up anytime soon. I would suspect they will. I know Pat Dyer is kind of part of that slate with Doug Nino Mangione and Kevin Ford running for Senate. And I wonder if they were waiting until Nino was done with the session, because there's only so much he can do. And maybe they're kind of sharing that expense. But I'll reach out and I'll find out.
Yeah, I'm just scared to death that Baltimore County is going to go Democrat as far as executive. I mean, it's very upset to think that they would take over as county executive.
Yeah, we don't want another repeat of Kathy or Johnny O. So I'm right there with you. Thanks, Stephen. Hope you have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. And I do remember that, you know, because early voting and then even on Election Day, you're running down around to all the voting and polling locations. And the line was so long there at Timonium Fairgrounds. The only thing I felt like I could really do is go down the line and say thank you and like the fist bump kind of situation. Because there were so many people out there, but I wanted to say hi and
And thanks for voting, even if it's not for me. Thank you for coming out and voting and standing in line. I got another caller here, Darren in Baltimore. Darren, we were talking about BGE and the utility bills.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. I'm sure you are just as upset as everybody else about the fact that the Annapolis didn't save us any money, and they're costing us more money.
No, I think in my world, we refer to BG&E as Baltimore Gangster Enterprise. You know, we talk about the Bloods and the Crips and the Black Gorilla Family. The biggest gang around here, which we're finding out, is BG&E Exelon. You mentioned yesterday and have talked about the race down in Texas with Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Yep, yep.
Now, are you familiar with the lawsuit that I think 11 to 12 of the red states and attorney generals have filed against BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and they've won their lawsuits? And the reason why they've done that is because they are the majority shareholders in Exelon Energy BG&E. And they've been ones that have basically written the policies and have instructed Maryland elected officials to shut down our power plants, our nuclear power plants, and our and of course our energy based on, of course, how they're going to benefit from this. So what I don't see, I don't expect, of course, Mr. 1250 Westmore to do it. The Attorney General here, Anthony Brown, won't do it. But someone in the Republican Party, attorneys have to file a court case. And just consult Ken Paxton and those other 12 attorney generals. Recent one was the attorney general in Tennessee that won a major lawsuit against them, basically based on what they're doing to our energy. And I think once we do that, we can have, in the words of Wes Moore, some real transparency to look at who's created this problem that we're having in Maryland right now.
Well, that is a great idea there, Darren. And I will take a look at that lawsuit as well and read it myself. I was not familiar. And, you know, people were calling, as you probably heard yesterday, thinking, you know, and even when we had Allison Healy, the state's attorney from Harford County, thinking, you know, what can we do to fight back against the government?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they know how to sue the Trump administration, meaning Attorney Anthony Brown. But I think we have to look at what other red states are doing, and they've been successful. It's been at least 12 states that have sued, again, based on them shutting down, as I said, power plants, energy plants, the nuclear power plants. And then what they looked at was that based on some consumer protection rules and laws, that all of this, of course, was being done to benefit them ultimately. And then when you look at BG&E, they've been, I think, with all the talk about the money that they've given to Bill Ferguson, when you do a little research and campaign finance reports, they've given like $25 million, I believe, to the Democrats and about $20 million to the Republicans. So, you know, so I think that we got to have some complete transparency, but we got to be willing to take them to court because this has to change. Otherwise, our children and grandchildren will be paying and won't be able to live in Maryland in the near future.
No, I agree with you 100%. 100%. Hopefully somebody's listening that can get that started. Darren, as always, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Keep up the good work, and enjoy that time in Massachusetts tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Have a good one. Yeah, like I said, you know, it's actually warm up there, so I'm happy about that. All right, so George, thank you, George, as always, for texting me about the story with Justin Fairfax. I guess this just came out as we were sitting here talking. I did not see it, so I apologize to the texter and to everybody else. A former Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and his wife were just found dead. Again, this was posted, and I'm reading this with USA Today. Looks like it was posted at 10:26 a.m. Let's see. The article discusses. Oh, okay, so this is a trigger warning. So I'll go ahead and give you guys a trigger warning as well. If you have a hard time hearing about suicide, I'm going to read just a little bit of this. I'm not going to get into all the details for you. Former Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and his wife were found dead inside their home on April 16th, today. The Fairfax County Police Department reported the police chief Ken Davis confirmed their deaths. Davis said that the case is being investigated as potential murder-suicide and that Justin Fairfax apparently shot his wife, Serena Fairfax, before shooting himself. Now, Davis, the police chief, said this has been an ongoing domestic dispute surrounding what seems to be a complicated or messy divorce. They are currently wrapping up a police conference in front of the home. Wow. Awful news. Awful news. Again, Justin Fairfax, in case you're wondering, he was the 41st Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. He served in 2018 to 2022. Of course, a member of the Democrat Party. He was the second African-American elected to office. And, wow. So this is, of course, USA Today has a story and says that it is a developing story. As you can imagine, it is a front-page news right now. So thank you, George, for filling me in. And thank you to the texter that texted that in as well. I'm sure on Monday, when I'm back, I'm sure on Monday we'll talk about a little more. At that time, we'll probably have more information. Very sad. Wow. Very sad. And he was the lieutenant governor, I want to think, with Northrop, right? The gentleman that was caught with the blackface photos. Let me go back and take a look. I just, you know, stuff like that. And it, you know, saying possibly over a divorce. Fairly young. Born February 17th, 1979. Ah, good grief. Good grief. All right, well, I'll take a look at that. I don't want to do it here on the air because obviously that would be a lot of dead air and a lot of people wondering what the heck is going on over there at WCBM. I did want to fill you guys in because I talked about this earlier. A report was released, and it's been 3 years now, in regards to two firefighters that were killed in 2023. And a lot of people at the time were saying that they believed that their deaths were preventable. When we get back, I just want to play that clip for you and just kind of give a couple of the details there. But, you know, you've got families now speaking out. I kind of, you know, to me, it's a similar situation with the Stricker Street fire. I still believe that was preventable. You know, when we found out, and you know, the firefighters already knew this, those that are that understand exactly what's going on there. But, you know, when I found out that they stopped doing that, I guess it was, you know, an initiative to make sure that they marked the homes that were vacant and that could possibly collapse and had some real serious issues on the inside. And so those markings would tell firefighters or, you know, first responders in general just how bad the home was, right, and the infrastructure in general. So they would say, okay, if those markings were there, usually it meant that you don't run in. Well, the Stricker Street fire, this killed three. The markings weren't on the homes. And then we were told later it's because they said it was an eyesore. As if the vacant home with the tree growing out of it isn't an eyesore as it is. And so I still believe that that was very preventable. So anyways, when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about that real quick. Spring is here and it's time to get moving, exploring and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green lip muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion the joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness. Promoting better overall mobility, you're going to notice over time. So all you have to do is go to res-q.com and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus and get one free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down, so while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua B.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Previously. Presley on Casey and Company.
Wes Moore, there he is, at the very bottom of the poll with 0%. Zero. That's why he's upping the ante. That's why he's giving all these commencement speeches. That's why he went to a march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma. In fact, he's more concerned about the Selma Bridge than he is the Key Bridge. Go figure.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, we're just talking a little bit about the breaking news there with ex-Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. We get back in the next hour. I will, you know, give a little more detail here. The Gateway Pundit is reporting a lot. So is Politico. They've got a little more to the story now up. But I wanted to play the soundbite for you if I could. Two firefighters killed in Baltimore City. We find out 3 years later that it was, in fact, preventable. Take a listen.
We feel like they were set up for failure.
Yes. I think that they were sent in way too early without having the rest of the backup team there with them. And by the time everybody else arrived, it was just too late.
An emotional response tonight following a scathing report shedding light on what went wrong during a row home fire that killed two firefighters back in 2023.
Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor reports a mother is speaking out, saying her son's death could have been prevented.
Yeah, years later, that now 300-page report detailing dozens of, quote, catastrophic failures. But tonight, one mother telling me she's still in search of more answers and accountability.
It just went south from the minute they got there.
And in a matter of minutes, they were gone. Linden Heights Avenue, October 19th, 2023. A row home up in flames, claiming the lives of two firefighters. Years later, a 300-page report finally revealing what went wrong. Investigators finding multiple catastrophic failures unfolding in as little as 4 minutes.
I'm very, very upset and furious with the findings. Number one, it took so long for them to get it out, you know. And number two, there was so many things that could have been prevented.
Geraldine Rinaldo's son, acting captain Dylan Rinaldo, and firefighter Rodney Pitts, both killed by conditions reportedly reaching 1,000 degrees. But that's not all they were up against. The report noting faulty equipment, inadequate training, and staffing shortages. According to investigators, Rinaldo was working overtime, and both as a firefighter and supervisor, potentially compromising his ability to make critical decisions. Both firefighters also wearing protective gear that was 12 years out of date and deteriorated immediately. Though the report adds, it may not have mattered in temperatures that extreme.
You know, there should be no shortage within the first response. None whatsoever. And would the equipment had it been better, made a difference? Maybe not, but we don't know that.
The report outlining 82 areas needing improvement, including critical issues with basic firefighting tactics, such as ensuring water is flowing before entering a fire. So far, only 20 improved before the report was released.
All right, another heartbreaking, tragic situation. And I feel as though that we talk about our first responders a lot, and I would say especially the firefighters when it comes to things that were preventable that the elected officials just decided to turn a blind eye to. And we see this a lot in Baltimore City. And I will say it's not just Baltimore City as well. Very sad indeed, as you heard there, the mother weighing in, basically saying, you know, here you are with this report 3 years later. And obviously they've been trying to get to the bottom of this for quite some time. Now, I would think that these are firefighters, Rodney Pitts, by the way, and acting captain Dylan Rinaldo. And that was Dylan Rinaldo's mom that you heard. But I would think that they have a heck of a lawsuit on their hands. And, you know, this also puts, you know, the city, I can't even imagine, what's the morale like over at the Baltimore City Fire Department? You got firehouses still with asbestos in it. You need equipment. You need ladder trucks. You need all this stuff. They had to beg on their knees, basically, for money. Remember, they were begging for $5 million from Mayor Brandon Scott. And it's like, these are people keeping the public safe, right? I mean, a lot of these fires in the row homes are set. Why? Because you've got people in there that are either getting high, right? Those that are homeless that could be getting high or trying to keep warm. And, you know, that's, in my view, that's also on the city, that you've got all these vacant homes just sitting there. And many of them not boarded up. I would think that they have a heck of a lawsuit on their hands. My heart goes out to their families. It's so sad that they had to wait 3 years to get their hands on this report. And I just want people to think about this when you hear, whether it's Odette Ramos and, you know, some of these other council people, and they're talking about illegals, you know, illegal immigrants and criminals and rec centers. If you can, remind them of things like this. This is where they should focus. All right, coming up next, data centers in Harford County, and then also I got some more details here on this murder-suicide in Virginia. Don't go anywhere.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast, and if you missed it, here is your chance. Join us for the second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione for a live fireside chat about the big issues in Washington and Annapolis. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited, so get your tickets right now at WCBM.com, and we'll see you at Michael's Cafe.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, Amit Thomason. Pressuring Iran to agree to a peace deal, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says that while the current ceasefire has ended hostilities for now, that will change if Iran does not choose the path of peace. Kane says he and War Secretary Hegseth are in full agreement.
And as the Secretary said, I'd like to emphasize during this pause that the United States Joint Force remains postured and ready to resume major combat operations at literally a moment's notice.
War Secretary Hegseth says the U.S. naval blockade on Iranian ports has been a complete success, adding that President Trump is committed to keeping it up for as long as it takes. Russia hammered civilian areas of Ukraine overnight, launching hundreds of missiles and dozens of drones. At least 16 people killed, scores more wounded.
In Kyiv, AP footage showed cars on fire and damaged and burnt out buildings after Russia struck the capital with drones and ballistic missiles. 20-year-old Georgi Doroshenko walked through his destroyed apartment, his feet crunching on glass and metal shrapnel as he came to collect his pet rabbit, Kosh. At least four people were killed in Kyiv, including a 12-year-old, with more than 50 others injured. Ukrainian officials said Russia launched nearly 700 drones and dozens of ballistic and cruise missiles, primarily targeting civilians. I'm Karen Chemas.
President Trump heads west today, visiting Las Vegas to highlight his taxpayer-friendly policies, including easing the tax burden on those who benefit from tips and overtime. New York jury has ruled that Ticketmaster and Live Nation held an anti-competitive monopoly over big concert venues. Live Nation says there will be an appeal. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 33 points, the NASDAQ off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. City police are investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in West Baltimore. Officers were called to a hospital at around 3:30 p.m. after a man with a gunshot wound turned up for treatment. Police say the 18-year-old suffered a gunshot to the hand and he is in stable condition. Investigators have learned that the victim was in the 800 block of North Calhoun Street when he was shot. There's no word on a suspect. And a petition for waterfront safety has been posted online after a missing man was found dead in the waters off of Pratt Street. The body of 27-year-old Branson Odor was recovered Tuesday, more than a week after he was last seen during a night out in Fells Point. There are no fences along waterfront walkways, and the petition calls on the city to improve safety with protective railings or barriers in high-risk areas, increase lighting, and add clearly marked and accessible emergency ladders and life rings. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Is there room for another Jackson in town? Jackson, deep left field. That ball driven well. It's going to go. Jeremiah Jackson is absolutely unstoppable.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson says, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. His third home run of the series, but ultimately not enough, as the Birds take a loss in extra innings, 8-5 to the D-backs. Arizona taking the series 2-1. After the game, manager Albanez saying what's happened for Jackson isn't by accident.
This is a great example of a player putting in the work. Whatever's asked of him, he'll do. And you're just seeing that shine right now.
Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens mulling over their draft strategy, but of course offering only generalities to the press yesterday. GM Eric DaCosta addressing an obvious need.
The offensive line question, you know, I think it's a deep board. And you've got guys kind of throughout, first round, second round, all the way through, players that we think would be good value in the sixth and seventh rounds that hopefully could fall to us.
Penn State's Vega Ione and Utah's Spencer Fano have DaCosta's attention. And finally, baseball isn't coming easily, unfortunately, for the Coppin State Eagles these days, a program that Paul Blair had resurrected before he passed. The Eagles were trounced by Lehigh Tuesday night, 38-6. That's a baseball score. The Mountain Hawks setting an NCAA Division I record, scoring 20 runs in the first inning, 13 of which scored consecutively on bases-loaded walks, hit-by-pitches, or wild pitches. Coming up in 30 minutes, the pride of Severna Park does it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Another sunny and hot day with temperatures well into the low 90s. Tonight turns mostly cloudy with a few showers possible overnight and temperatures falling back into the mild mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
78 degrees in Bel Air, 73 in Edgemere, and 74 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Lots going on today, a lot of news, some good news, some bad news, some awful, tragic news as well. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Real quick, I've got an email here from Charlie Gishler with some important information that I want to share with you. It says, 695 traffic alert, State Highway Administration continues I-695 part-time shoulder project in Baltimore County. Drivers should expect daytime and overnight lane closures to move concrete traffic barriers to work zone from Towson to Parkville. Okay, so if you got something going on and you need to be on 695, I suggest you take some back roads. Look, I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. What a nightmare. Charlie, thank you so much for sending that over. I appreciate it. Like I said, if you're just joining us, I don't know where the heck you've been. We had a great conversation with Tory Snow, and he's with Free Range Politics and also the Baltimore Sun, where you can find his op-eds every week. And we talk to him every week as well on Thursdays at 10 a.m. And he was talking about the utility bills and the fact that Democrats in Annapolis, they're patting themselves on the back for saving you $150 every year. Maybe, possibly. Again, it goes back to how much you actually use. And, of course, that's a joke, but we did talk about it. And as I mentioned to Tory, if you talk to a Democrat, they won't even acknowledge it. They don't even acknowledge it. They just go right to BGE. That's it. It has nothing to do with their policies. It has nothing to do with their votes. They won't even acknowledge it. I know that for a fact because I've had this conversation with multiple Democrats and one in Annapolis where we almost got to like some cursing word. I couldn't believe, like I said to him, I said, either you're lying to my face and you're comfortable with it, which I have a problem with, or you are stupid, which I also have a problem with if you're a legislator in Annapolis. So which one is it? And he kept going on and on. I was like, you know what? I got to remove myself from this situation. Because, look, I don't want to punch you, but I kind of do. Anyways, we were talking to Tory Snow about that. We were also talking about the blockade in Iran, which is still blocking the ports there. And it is working. No matter what some of the Democrats and anti-Trumpers say, it is working. And if you notice, because I said this to Olivia yesterday, I got some gas before we went home yesterday. And I was like, wait a minute, it's below $4. How did that happen? And then, of course, waking up this morning and hearing more about the blockade, I was like, oh, well, that's how that happened. And the markets, believe it or not, are still looking pretty good as well. Also, we were talking about the two firefighters that were killed in 2023. Their deaths reportedly preventable. And yes, I hope the families sue the heck, I'll say, is a family show out of Baltimore City. And we did talk about the Baltimore City School Resource Officer, or the former coach, I should say, at Dunbar, Lawrence Smith. He was found guilty, even though I think he pled guilty to both tax evasion and the overtime that he pocketed, $215,000, by the way. And he's going to serve a year and one day behind bars, and he has to pay back that money. along with $60,000 to the IRS. All right, real quick, because we are going to get to the data centers and that conversation that occurred in Harford County. I want to get to that, but I told you there's some more information on what's going on in Virginia. In case you're just catching up here, and this is out of the Gateway Pundit, you have a very tragic and sad situation. Former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, allegedly, and it's very apparent at this point, killed his wife and then killed himself overnight in a horrifying murder-suicide. I'm not going to get into some of these details that has been updated here, but I'm reading for the Gateway Pundit in case you want to take a look at it. Justin and Serena, Serena's the wife's name, they have two children, a 6-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. And I have to update you here, this is horrific. They were actually home at the time and thankfully escaped unharmed. Again, Justin Fairfax is the former lieutenant governor of Virginia, and he did serve with Northrop, right? Yeah, Northrop, who got caught in the blackface. And then I had to go back because I was like, wait a minute, didn't something happen with Justin Fairfax? And yes, remember there was a young lady that came forward and said that she sexually assaulted him. And this is also, you can also find that article in the Gateway Pundit, by the way. And so he took a lie detector test. Do you guys remember this? He took a lie detector test, and he passed the test, saying that he did not lie, he did not harass her. And then the woman named Vanessa, she kept pushing it, saying, no, it absolutely happened. She said, I don't know how he passed the test, but it absolutely happened. But it kind of just, went to the wayside, as he was no longer the lieutenant governor after that. Well, anyways, the Daily Mail also reports that Serena filed for divorce from Justin Fairfax just last year. And the proceedings were underway at the time of their deaths. Police say this may have sparked the horrific act. Despite the divorce filing, the couple were still living together. Okay, so they were separated but living together. I don't know how they do that. Can I ask a question, though? Fairfax County Chief, do you guys see it says Kevin Davis? Is this the Kevin Davis that we know? I'm going to take a look at this now. Because I'm reading this and I'm like, wait a minute. We once had a chief named Kevin Davis in Baltimore. Anyways, that's a sidebar. I'm so sorry. Police said that they were previously called to Justin Fairfax's home after he assaulted Serena. Investigators determined that the alleged assault was a hoax and no arrests were made. Well, that's not interesting, is it? That's interesting. The whole blackface incident happened back in 2019. And they're going to continue, obviously, investigating this. But I don't know, I don't know how people do it. I know some people do it. They're separated but living together. I don't know. How does that work out? I would think that there would be fighting constantly. Right? Because now you're no longer together. I mean, look, I understand some people have, the basement's kind of like its own little apartment. We have something similar. But even at the same time, it's like you still have to see that person, right? You've got two kids in the house. Maybe they thought it would be a better situation for the children. Here's my thing, and I know many people out there would disagree with me because you're conservative, and of course you look at marriage as you should. But my thing is, and I know some people are like, well, Kim, why did you have your little Olivia, couldn't you guys have gone to therapy? Did you really have to separate and all this other stuff? And I got a lot of this when I was running for office, even the last time around. Right. It's no secret that I am not with Olivia's dad. But in my view, and, a lot of you won't agree, but in my view, when you have a home where there is constant tension and a small child and there's fighting and there's bickering and there's like, I'm not speaking to this person. I mean, it's like, to me, it's just a lot of anxiety for the child. Like, I can't put my daughter through that. For me, it's a better idea to be completely separated. And then that way, and she sees her dad all the time. Luckily, we didn't have a situation where it was a bad separation. I know not everybody has that luxury, but, I just feel like it's a better situation for the child if they don't have all of that tension and all of that drama at home. Again, I know some of you probably won't agree with that. And some of you probably say, no, Kim, you figure it out like adults. I know. I get it. If you haven't noticed, I'm a little headstrong. So it was difficult. And I am difficult. I am difficult. All right, let's get into the story here out of Harford County. I'm sure on Monday when I talk to you guys again, I'm sure that we'll talk about what's going on in Virginia. But what a tragic, awful situation. And to find out the kids were there. Also, the 60-year-old son, it says Cameron, called the cops. And he told 911 operators he believed that his dad stabbed his mom. And at that point, he didn't know where his dad was. And then they ran out of the house. That is so awful. So awful. Trauma that they're not going to be able to, you know, I'm sure they'll try to work through it, but that will always be with them. My prayers, condolences to them as well. All right, let's get into this data centers conversation. Could data centers be on the way to Harford County? That is a question that some are having, not all. Some. I want you to take a listen to this audio, and then we're going to have a full-throated discussion on this. Take a listen.
A Harford County councilman is working on new legislation putting a moratorium in place preventing data centers from coming into the area.
Even though the centers aren't currently allowed under county code, Fox 45's Jessica Babb is joining us live, showing us that isn't stopping the debate. Jessica.
Just like the conversation has gone in other jurisdictions, like in Baltimore County, putting these moratoriums in place, now Harford County is joining the conversation. In Harford County, data centers are the talk of the town.
Tonight we listen to the wonders of data centers and how our county can reap their benefits. My initial thought was, why is this even on the agenda?
A hot topic at Tuesday night's county council meeting with a presentation from the Data Center Alliance.
We live in an ever-increasing digital world.
Breaking down how AI isn't the only data center driver, how these projects can create revenue, jobs, and use local resources like water and energy responsibly.
The action in Annapolis this session to make sure that these, if there was a data center project pursued, it's going to have to provide its own, you know, power. It can't generate a net negative impact on ratepayers.
There is no data center noise from the operation of a data center at this point in time.
But that presentation was met with pushback.
We are sold artificial intelligence and the accompanying data centers as progress incarnate. We're told that they will lead us into the future. But when I look into these data centers, I'm not seeing the future. I'm seeing a heist of our natural resources so that some corporate profit margin can go up by a fraction of a cent.
As residents,
major projects do create a demand for workers nearby.
One after the other, largely sounded off against them.
This is not the right direction for Harford County at all. Too often projects like this are presented as progress first, while the real consequences are sorted out later.
County Councilman Jacob Bennett announcing new legislation.
In the coming weeks, I hope to introduce a moratorium on data centers in our county to make sure that nothing moves until we set up what our community says are the appropriate safeguards.
In a statement, Harford County Executive Bob Cassily says data centers are not allowed under Harford County code. While he says they've received proposals to change the zoning code, he says he has significant concerns about the negative impact these facilities would have on the community. He says he doesn't support legislation to bring data centers to the county, saying they need a better understanding of measures to be taken to address serious concerns.
All right, there's more to that report, and you can check it out on Fox 45's website. But as you heard there, the data centers conversation and proposal has made its way to Harford County. Now, as you also heard there, you had County Executive Bob Cassily weighing in, saying that they are, under current law, they are not allowed to be there anyway. So I guess he was kind of just really responding to what it seemed to me, and I could be wrong on this one, but Councilman Bennett sounded like he was responding to his moratorium proposal idea. Now, it looks like I do have a friend on the line from Harford County that wants to weigh in on this. Tony G., good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. There's a lot going on there in Harford County, especially in regards to these data centers. What's the deal? They're not allowed. Why were they there proposing them?
I really don't know why they were there proposing them, but unless somebody's going to try to put forward some kind of bill, make a special exception that would allow data center, I can't say that that's not somebody trying to push that through. I just heard the other day about Jacob's moratorium on that. I'm glad the county executive came out and said that right now it's not an option to build a data center. I did a little bit of research with some lawyers that I know that have handled the data centers down in Virginia, and the overall biggest complaint is obviously the noise. Where's the where are they going to get the power from? I mean, you know, then we were told you can't bring in your own power via like a gas line, which would be like 18 miles. So, you know, and then taking that, that also is a agricultural piece of land. So, you know, I don't know how they would turn that into a data center, but I definitely don't see anybody trying to put forward any kind of legislation that's going to allow that moving forward.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that is a big concern there. Again, we're speaking to Tony G. That's a big concern is, you know, it's going to be on our grid. But I see these data centers and these proposals popping up all over the place. And we get off the line there. I'm going to have a little story time about Tom Sadowski, who was there with the proposal. And I don't know if people realize, Tony, that, you know, he works really for Wes Moore.
I did not know that he works for Wes Moore.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to get into that.
That's certainly an interesting twist, and it makes me wonder. I certainly had a lot of questions about the data centers, about the, you know, the power. Where's that power coming from? I mean, I think we're down 12 generation plants in the state of Maryland. You know, we've got the issue with you know, the one that was closing, Brandon Shores, and then coming back on, and they're charging us more money for that. So, and then they're talk. Then they're also trying to talk about putting a 500 megawatt battery storage facility in the northern part of Harford County. And one of those things is the amount of noise that generates. They got to put some 16 foot wall around there. And those noise, the noise for these generation plants and these data centers travel for miles, not, you know, 100 feet. That hum can be heard for miles. And you've got a lot of neighborhoods that are within that distance of where they want to try to put a data center. And that's going to be constant noise all the time.
Yeah. No, I can only imagine. Again, Tony, thank you so much for waiting. Real quick, Tony, because I was looking at some of the video from Jimmy's Famous Seafood yesterday, and it looked like you were there. Were you there with the SBA?
Where?
At Jimmy's Famous Seafood?
No, I wasn't at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Okay.
I was at another event with you about a week and a half ago. But no, wasn't at Jimmy's Seafood.
Okay. Probably
a lookalike.
Yeah. No, it was yesterday. Well, I was trying to look at some of the video because I was thinking, where was my invite when Kelly Loeffler was there? I didn't get an invite. And I thought, wait a minute, is that Tony there? Did he get an invite? So it wasn't you. All right.
I was actually at the Community Advisory Board meeting in Norrisville last night. Which
okay.
is where they were talking about the battery storage.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you have to call back in and fill us in on some of this stuff, Tony. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, Kim. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too. Thank you. We get back with further this conversation.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Harford County. If you guys want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're talking about the county council meeting last night. And Tony G, thank you so much for calling in. And you had Tom Sadowski and others. We'll get to that in just a second. That they were there to propose the data center idea. And as Tony G pointed out, you know, a lot of this, it's really like, you know, people are discussing, do you want this in your backyard? Now, not, you know, people aren't so much opposed to it. I mean, there's some people that will cite, you know, environmental concerns. I do have Harford County Executive Bob Cassily. I do have his statement on the data centers. He says, over the past year, my administration has been following closely the national debate and serious concerns regarding data centers, and I want to be clear on my administration's position on this important issue. Data centers are not currently permitted under the Harford County Code anywhere in the county, although we have received proposals from outside entities to change the zoning code. I have significant concerns regarding the negative impact those facilities would have on our community. They would pose considerable burdens on energy and water resources and create significant noise, all to the detriment of the residents. Harford County Executive Bob Cassily says, I do not support any legislation by the county council to bring data centers into our county. We need a far better understanding of measures that must be taken to address the serious concerns that data centers present to our community before we can properly consider any data center legislation. And as Tony G just pointed out there, it makes you wonder, why were they there in Harford County? Is it, did they see land there that they like? Or did somebody call them? I wanted to give you a little story time here. I'm watching the video, and again, if you want to watch it, it's on Fox 45's website, but I watch the video, and I look at it, and I'm like, why does the guy speaking here and proposing these data centers, why does he look so familiar? And then it hits me, Tom Sadowski. He was once the president of the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore, and I met him because, as you guys might recall, I had a nonprofit, Potential Me, in Baltimore City, where I would help young women with employment. Right, whether they're out of incarceration, rehabilitation, straight out of high school, you name it. And I'm looking again at the video last night. I was like, "Wow, that's Tom speaking there." Now I haven't seen Tom in a very long time, and then I had to go back in my mind, and I was like, "You know what? When I was at that event, I remember the keynote speaker, and then I went to go Google it." So Tom Sadowski, when he was the president of the CEO of the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore, he had a keynote speaker on January 24th, 2014. You know who that keynote speaker was? It was then just Westmore, not Governor Westmore. And so when we get back, I'm just going to give you just a little rundown of Tom's resume, but I also want to tell you about an organization, an agency that Westmore has put together since he's been in office. And then we can connect the dots.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Secretary of War Hegseth says that while Iran has been moving its assets around, it's unable to rebuild its military, decimated after almost 7 weeks of war. Hegseth says the U.S. is now eyeing Iran's energy production since it's also used for military purposes. Pakistan's powerful army chief has been in Iran meeting with that country's parliament speaker, part of international efforts to press for an extension of a ceasefire that has paused almost 7 weeks of war. As the world focuses on the Iran war, Russia continues its attacks on civilian targets in Ukraine. Russia launched hundreds of drones, dozens of missiles overnight, killing at least 16 people. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 19 points, the Nasdaq ahead 78, and the S&P better by 17 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's manager Craig Albernaz taking some heat this morning for a quirky daytime lineup yesterday against left-hander Eduardo Rodriguez. Starting Weston Wilson in left field, Johnny Rodriguez in right, and Sam Huff behind the plate.
Different than what we expected breaking the season, you know, but I think our guys, you know, it was good to see, obviously, Sam Huff thrown in there with Adley. Had a great swing on the double. J-Rod, I mean, the first ball that he hit just missed it, and it was still 100 miles an hour.
Wilson, however, as well as Rodriguez, misplayed balls in the field, which contributed to the D-backs' 8-5 win. Elsewhere in baseball, the pride of Severna Park does it again in San Diego.
Wide to left, it is a fair ball! Down the left field line to the corner! Around from second base, Camposano! Laureano's coming around! Padres are walking off! Merrill Madness! Padres, we're down at one time, six runs! Not anymore!
The great Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Jackson Merrill caps a five-run ninth-inning comeback last night as the Padres nipped the Mariners 7-6. The final, the Severna Park native 7 for his last 12 over the past three games, leading San Diego to their seventh win in a row. Interesting question posed yesterday to Eric DaCosta at the Ravens pre-draft luncheon. If he was willing to part with two first-round picks in the deal for Max Crosby, how much value did he see in the 14th pick in the first place?
I don't think that's really indicative of the draft, that decision. I think it's a strong draft, many different ways to build a team. We're excited to have the pick this year at 14. We think we're going to get a really good player.
And finally, if you think NFL officiating was bad last year, wait till you see what's waiting for you in 2026. As the league begins to onboard replacement referees, the collective bargaining agreement with the NFL Referees Association expires on May 31st. Replacement officials would be available to work at OTAs and minicamps beginning on June 1. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tyler Wells says the Orioles' loss yesterday is all on him. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and sunny day with temperatures right into the low 90s. Turning mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers possible overnight and temperatures falling back into the comfy mid-60s. Friday starts off with a few showers, otherwise it won't be quite as hot and steamy with highs back in the low 80s. Saturday is dry, sunny, and actually really nice with highs in the low 80s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the data centers, and there was a meeting on Tuesday in Harford County. It looks like I have a caller. I'll get to the caller in just a second here. It looks like Ronnie was there. Ronnie, I'm just going to finish up the story time real quick here. I was telling you guys about Tom Sadowski. Like I said, I recognize his face as soon as I saw him in this video. And he was the CEO of the Economic Alliance in Baltimore. And in 2014, that's when I met him. I was, you know, I was out there because obviously I had a nonprofit. I was hoping to find some donors, you know, at this meeting. And the keynote speaker was Wes Moore. And that's when I first met Wes Moore. And it wasn't like a real meeting because he was there and there was a ton of people there. But that's how I got my hands on the book, The Other Wes Moore. Now, this is before that I was really paying a whole lot of attention to Wes Moore, obviously, and then also to, you know, what Democrats were doing in general. And so I got the book there, and I believe I had it signed by Wes Moore. Now, I don't know exactly where I put that book at this point, but that was back in 2014. And so I just wanted to just, tell you, if you're looking at, and I just, I just screenshotted this off of Tom Sadowski's LinkedIn page. Right now, he is the chief executive officer for the Maryland Economic Development Corporation. And it says he's been that since August 2021 until present. So that would have been when Governor Westmore, was making his way into office, right? Or he wasn't there yet. He was still under the Hogan administration. Before that, vice chancellor for economic development. And, of course, before that, for 10 years, he was at the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore. Now, this is where it gets interesting. If you go to the website maryland.gov, you'll see published on April 2nd, 2026, says Governor Moore announces Maryland Center for Public-Private Partnerships through MEDCO, advancing collaborative economic development statewide. Governor Moore announced today, again, this is April 2nd of this year, the establishment of Maryland Center for Public-Private Partnership, MEDCO, the Maryland Economic Development Corporation. The center will convene public and private sectors to accelerate economic development and deliver critical infrastructure projects across Maryland. That is MEDCO, I guess, is what was there on Tuesday in Harford County to propose these data centers. Now, if you go through, you can go back many, many years, Tom and Wes Moore have maintained this relationship for over 12 years. I can go back to 2014 and even before then. And, Tom has worked really closely with Wes Moore's administration since he's gotten into office. And now they're pushing these data centers. Now, if you recall, we were playing some audio here from, a couple months ago. And Wes Moore was in Prince George's County at a meeting. Do you remember this? And there were hecklers in the crowd with the Climate Defiance Group. And they were yelling at Wes Moore because they didn't want data centers in Prince George's County. And he was down there pushing that then. And then, you know what it looks to me? It looks like now he's put this MEDCO together since then, and now he's having this group push the data centers. Now, of course, allegedly, I'm speculating, but if you're kind of connecting the dots here, now it's kind of all making sense. Now it's all kind of making sense. And I keep thinking about, we've got cannabis is legal here now in the state of Maryland. And as many people point out, Wes Moore has got his hands right in the cannabis industry. As somebody texted it earlier, Senator Bill Ferguson, he's part of a company that deals with solar panels. They really are making themselves rich as they're in office, pretending to care about you. Anyways, I'll dig into more of this over the weekend. I do want to go to the phone lines. I've got Ronnie in Harford County. Ronnie, you were at the meeting on Tuesday.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on with data centers in Harford County?
Your favorite Canton mailman is back.
Nice.
Harford County. So the bottom line is it starts with a simple thing. You cannot have AI without, with stupid laws and no regulations, right? Which is kind of where Harford County is on data centers right now. The meeting went well. The speakers were amazing. I think a couple things that bothers me is no one took responsibility, basically, for having this commission come and speak. That was a couple of the questions we had. Like, so who invited them here to speak
right.
on this to begin with?
Right.
And as usual, just like a developer would, they give their speech, they get up, and they leave. So they don't even listen to the concerns of the community or residents or anything as such. And a lot of the speakers that went up there to speak to, they literally shot down every positive point they tried to make about data centers, which is all the stuff I was learning. So I think what we need to do, and I think one thing that's on my mind, and I've talked to Jacob personally about this, because he is my representative, I don't understand, we're hearing a 90-day moratorium. Originally, we were hearing 180-day. I don't understand why it's got to be 90 days when this council is about to go into summer break. Right. So to me, I see this being voted as a moratorium. They go on break. And when they come back, there needs to be some kind of voting on certain regulations. Right. So you're going to have a lame duck council. You're going to have people that aren't going to be there that are going to get beat in different races. So what's the purpose? Why can't we extend it to, Maryland's study isn't supposed to be done until September. So if we do a 90-day, we're not even waiting for Maryland's study to come out. Right. So there's areas that have 2-year moratoriums. It's legally been one in Congress that these can be done. And even the, what was it, Maine as of yesterday, the day before, put a freeze in the state. They're not going to allow data centers in the state. So I just think that it's just like the whole warehouse thing we went through here in Perryman. These developers, when they get these things rushed through, they build them. They're great. They sit there. They're empty buildings, or they're obsolete in the next 3 or 4 years. And that's kind of what's going to happen with these giant monstrosities. You know, they're talking data centers that use as much electric as 350,000 homes. We have 80,000 homes in Harford County. So just make it make sense. That's kind of where I'm at in this whole, you know, situation. So
yeah,
and they're not environmentally. They do nothing for work. Most of us are on the water up here. You know, we already battle with APG, with runoff from the warehousing, which we've been fighting for years to put an end to. So there's no answers, and that's all we want. We need answers. We need studies done. We need, these things need to happen before anything goes through to change any kind of legislation or zoning rules.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, Ronnie, you heard Harford County Executive's statement on it, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And he's thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah,
you know,
so hopefully nothing
100%, and he gets it, and I think he understands we get it. So, and you know, we have a lot of development-friendly people up on that council.
Oh, I know. Yes,
and
I
that's
know.
That's kind of where we're at. You know, the moratorium, like, what are we doing? Why 90 days? You guys are leaving in a month to go on break, and then what? Nothing's getting done. So, you know, it's wishy-washy as usual with politics, and I know you know all about politics. So.
Yeah. Well, Ronnie, thank you so much for calling in. We'll definitely keep our eye on this. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Let's see. Timothy says in the text line, he says they're 100% correct. And he's also talking about Justin Fairfax as well. Yeah, no, I'm just telling you, you know, obviously there's a lot of get-rich schemes happening behind the scenes in politics. And, you know, I think Ronnie pointed out a really good point there that I hope the question is answered at some point. Who invited that group to come to the county council meeting? That should be made public. And if it's not made public, maybe the county executive can get to the bottom of it and share that information. But yeah, when you're looking at this group, and you know, interesting to hear from Ronnie saying that they didn't even listen to what the public had to say about it. They just came in and proposed it. Here's how I see it. Kind of like the transmission lines. I think they're going to push this thing regardless. And I think if Wes Moore is reelected, I think you're going to see these data centers pop up, and it's going to put a drain on our grid, and you're still going to hear about those stupid solar panels and the stupid wind turbines, and we're going to be looking at a very dire situation. Now, if they bring their own power, great. But as everybody's pointing out, you still don't know what kind of effect that this is going to have. I know the Climate Defiance Group doesn't want them. And maybe that's our best bet. The environmentalists might save the day on this. You never know. I'll keep my eyes on it. But I just kind of wanted to just kind of point that out. Let's see. I got another text here. The texter writes in, the county council president controls the agenda. Patrick Vincetti. Patrick Vincetti is also running for county executive there in Harford County. You know, thank you, texter. I will reach out to Patrick Vincetti, and maybe he knows who invited that group there. But yeah, when I saw Tom Sadowski's face, I thought, wait a minute, I definitely know that guy from somewhere. I couldn't believe I remembered from 2014. I was impressed with my old memory. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, the Economic Alliance in Greater Baltimore. That's who that is. Anyways, there was a couple of things that I still want to mention before we go today. And don't forget, Jen Charlton, she'll be here tomorrow in place of myself from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And I hear that she's really a great host. Like I said, I'm going to tune in tomorrow. So there won't be any live feed on social media. But you will be able to hear her live. Obviously, if you can, go ahead and download the app. And definitely tune into the show. Because I will be too. And then I'll join you guys again on Monday. All right, a couple of different stories here I wanted to just throw on your radar. RFK Jr., another strange story. I mean, this is kind of like par for the course. like, I see strange stories with RFK Jr. all the time. Did you see that one, Brian the Producer, where he was, you know, he was snorting something off of toilets? Did you see that story? Oh, yeah, that came out. That came out. RFK Jr. is quite the character. Okay, well, here's a news story. You can see this in the New York Post if you want to. You might not want to. You might not want to. RFK Jr. once chopped off a dead raccoon's private part to study later while on a family road trip. First and foremost, who's getting this information out of him? Right? You would have to kill me for this information. like what? I don't understand. Does he go on podcasts and just like share all this stuff? How does he have time to share any of this? RFK Jr., an avid animal genitalia researcher, in his spare time, again, this is the New York Post, once pulled the family sedan to the side of the road after spying a dead raccoon and swiftly cut off his you-know-what so he could study them later. The bizarre account by the nation's top civilian health official was unearthed in the new book, RFK Jr., The Fall and Rise. Oh, this was in his book? Good grief. All right, here's where I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote on RFK Jr. just, you know, focusing on the vaccines. Focus on making America healthy again. You are so good at that. I saw that headline, and I thought I had to share it with you. Because I'm thinking, where is this even coming from? Why are we discussing this? Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. There was another crazy story from RFK Jr. And I do. I think he does a great job. And I thought Maha, you know, as they were selling it, I thought they market it very well. And I know a lot of women that are involved in it. And I think they do a great job trying to figure out how to make us healthy again. I don't know why they keep pulling these stories out of like the books and the podcasts. Can we stop doing that? Because you're scaring me. You're scaring me. All right. Looks like I do have somebody that wants to weigh in on the data centers. I'll go to the phone lines. I got David in Abingdon. David, do you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering if I thought the rules were that the data centers had to have the power plant or whatever right next to them. In other words, and the hope was that they have something like a modular nuclear plant or, gas-fired or whatever, you know. I don't think it takes that much, you know, electricity, but what do I know?
All right. Well, yeah, David, I remember that was supposed to be the plan. Are you talking about when President Trump talked about it?
Correct.
Yeah, because he did that at the State of the Union address. I thought that was the plan as well. I wonder, if they're going to implement it. Because, I look at a lot of things that Trump says, and I think, oh, this is great. And then we end up doing something totally different here in Maryland.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then this Mr. Well, I won't say any name. Monsieur Moore gets involved.
Yeah, but you're a great point there, because Trump did make that comment. So we'll have to wait and see what they do there. But, at least in Harford County now, where you are, it sounds like your county executive is not going to, allow it at all. And especially, I think, I think people are right with the studying. I think we had Senator Justin Reedy on while the session was still in play, and he was talking about the data center bill and how he thinks that a two-year study was necessary.
And right, and also, I would believe that the county exec, I just had heard, on your show, the county exec had said that it's not legal anyway, right now.
right. No, that is true.
The law would have to be changed or something.
Yeah. And I know, but I know right now you got quite the race there with your county executive, right? So you got Vincetti, you've got Bob Castle, yeah. So we'll see what the voters decide. But David, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Let's see. I got somebody here that wants to defend RFK Jr. I like him. Okay. I do like him. It's just some of these stories are wild. I got Alex in Baltimore. Hey, Alex.
No, I was just trying to, I had not a visual in my head because it's an audio, but when you said that, I imagined him saying in his voice, what are you talking about? I never cut off a raccoon genitals or something. You can imagine. I did want to ask you about RFK Jr., though, because you said you like him. So, quick question.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember, it was like 5 or 6 years ago. I believe his name was Xavier Becerra, had the same position that RFK does now, and he declared racism a public health emergency, and we all said that was stupid. What are your thoughts on RFK Jr. declaring anti-Semitism a public health emergency?
Well, it's definitely not a public health emergency. So if he declared that, then I have the same feeling.
Oh, well, hey, impressed. I'm impressed, Kim. I know you're trying to get back to Washington. So that's you got balls saying something like that. All right, good for you.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it's not a public health emergency or situation. Anti-Semitism is wrong, for sure, and so is racism. But I don't think we have to make any declarations around it. All right, we get back. I did want to tell you about Justice Sotomayor and her apology to Justice Kavanaugh. It's interesting to me because I think she has so much privilege that nobody's really giving her any pushback on what she said, even though she's apologizing. No one seems to care. But I would think if it was the other way around, it'd be a totally different conversation. Stay right there.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Yousefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
We have to drive the Democrat Party into the pits of hell. When November comes around, we have to regain massive amounts of both the House and the Senate, and then we need to start seeing arrests and convictions of people who have stolen from you and me, who have gone after the opposition, have censored our speech. 80 million of us are done with this nonsense, this destruction. We are not going to allow you to take our president from us.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And WCBM.com.
All right. You know what? I think we had a great show today. Michael, the text line, he says, Kim, very analytical show today. Good job. Well, thank you, Michael. And I will say, I read your text sometimes, Michael. Michael's not usually happy with my shows, so... So I'm happy to hear it. Don't forget, tomorrow I will not be here. I know. It's a shame. But Jen Charlton, she'll be here. And I'll join you again on Monday. We were talking about the data centers. I will go through the phone lines. John in Harford County. John, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good.
Good. I wanted to let you know that I was at the meeting on Tuesday night in Harford County before the council when the people representing the Data Alliance were making their presentation. I'd like to go over some things that they said and some things that I know. Number one, they talked about the benefits of a data center to Harford County, the revenue that it would bring from taxation, and they were promising that the revenues created would provide for 165 police officers or 155 firefighters or 123 teachers. Sounds pretty good, but not to me. I'm not impressed with that. I think that's a number that's way too low for the size and the amount of revenue that comes from that facility. But here's where it gets interesting. The presenter for the Data Alliance said that this facility to come in Harford County, approximately 800,000 square feet, would generate and produce 500 jobs for Harford Countyans. Here's the problem. There are 44 data centers throughout the United States. The combined statistics from all of them show that one-fifth of what they project, the state and county legislatures only actually bears out to be fruitional, meaning if they promise 500, you could really expect it to only be 100. they refer to, then there's an example out of Loudoun County, Virginia. They have an 800,000 square foot facility that promised to the state 1,000 new employees. The result today is they only employ 100, far lower than what they traditionally project for the legislatures. Now, one of the council representatives raised a question to the presenter about there are incidents of reports that in the areas where these data centers are located, there's increased rates of cancer, asthma, respiratory illness, and heart disease. And the results of these come from contaminants released by the data centers that include diesel exhaust and forever chemicals. He asked the presenter, what can you do and how do you respond to these numbers? And her response was, well, I'm not an engineer, I'm not a scientist, I really don't know. All I know is that we're aware of Maryland codes that are in place to protect the environment. But she had no real answer.
Yeah, now, yeah. Well, John, I don't want to cut you off. I'm running out of time here. But okay. Go ahead and finish up. Yep.
Yeah. Talk about electricity. They require massive amounts of electricity to operate these facilities. Maryland currently gets its electricity from Pennsylvania and Virginia. Conowingo out of Harford County sends its electricity to Virginia. So the question is, where will this electricity come from and at what cost? Here's the stats. There are 350,000 homes in Harford County. The data center alone would require four times that amount of electricity they would need for all those homes combined just to provide the electricity to this facility. Where does that come from? What does it cost?
Yeah, John, I've got to jump here. I get what you're saying. I think you make a compelling case. Thank you so much for calling in. Look, I think a lot of people want to see the studies. A lot of people want to make sure that these things are right. Real quick before we go, Justice Sotomayor, she publicly apologized to Justice Brett Kavanaugh for inappropriate remarks. She said this. She believes he's a man whose parents were professionals and probably doesn't really know any person who works by the hour. And it was a comment about illegal immigration. And she did apologize. And there's no backlash for Justice Sotomayor because, Brett Kavanaugh's a white guy. All right, I'll be back with you on Monday. Brian, the producer, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.